Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Tipton High School. What a day, what an evening we're going to have, Coach. Got a mission, 85 degrees today. It's going to be 82 at kickoff, 77 when the game's over.
Beautiful night. We've had a really good weather the whole month of August, to be honest, for the most part. Opening up a brand new field tonight. New lights, perfect weather. It's Indiana High School football at its finest.
Coach, I got to mention, you spoke about a brand new field. This is a phenomenal field. I know, it's new in 2022. Talk about this synthetic field turf. What kind of pros does it have?
Well, it's just, it's good for the entire school. We're going to have people on it all day during school, whether that's PE classes, whether it's band, soccer team plays on it. Obviously we play on it. The middle school is going to get to play their games on it. In the springtime, early in the spring, baseball team can be out here and do things on this surface that, you can't, it can pour down rain all day and you walk out here and it's absolutely no difference. So, Coach Adams and Eastbrook told me it is an absolute game changer school-wide. So, I hope he's right.
I mentioned them track in last spring. They had their track at Taylor. Gave time to the guys. The guys worked hard to do this field.
Yep, they did. And the new track is not done yet. It's actually going in next week. So here in a couple weeks, this place is going to look even nicer.
Coach, you're going to get this football game tonight. You're going to play the Frankston Eagles. Last year you beat them. Year before that you beat them twice. Well, mention both teams have 43 on their roster. I got to mention, Coach, I went ahead and added up all the weights for each kid. Here's how they figure. This is an average. Average per player, Tipton Blue Devils, 165 pounds. 177 for Frankston. Does that make a difference?
I hope not. I hope not. But, we've, since it's the first year, we've been undersized. Our kids, we take pride in our kids playing hard, having a great work ethic, being really hard-nosed, and being in great shape and maybe wearing bigger opponents down. So I certainly hope we've trained them properly over June, July, and the first half of August, and that we're ready to roll.
Now, Scott, you mentioned you got a new Blue Devil logo out there on the center. I got to mention, it's growing on me.
Yeah, it's, a lot of people have different opinions about it. The one thing I would say about it is this. It's ours. We designed it. We have the copyright for it. So here in a year or so, when somebody sees that mascot, they're going to think Tipton High School. That's what branding is all about.
What's up? We're looking about the game. Blue Devils, sure-handed receivers. I got to mention, they're not real tall, but they have sure hands. That's Zane Goodrich, Clark Rodeball, Eli Carver, Landon Spidell, and definitely the freshman, Isaiah Mahane.
Breaking in a whole brand-new receiving core. We graduated three seniors. We prided our receivers on catching the football. That was the last thing I told them tonight was, I don't care what happens, catch the football. Good, catch the football, lock down field. That's how you break in new receivers. Good things will happen after the catch if you do those two things first. So breaking some new guys in, they've had a really good summer. We think they're maybe a little more advanced than maybe we anticipated at this time of year. So I'm eager to see him play.
We've got Mr. Withrow. He's a senior. He's going to anchor that defensive line at 6'4", 287.
Jackson's going to be a key to our defense. He brings some size to us. He's not overly experienced. This is his second year playing football. So if we can get something out of Jackson, that will help us certainly depth-wise, for sure.
Last thing we'll finish up, I got to mention, Cole Jackson a year ago did a good job kicking the ball. Dakota Ferg doing quite well as a junior.
Dakota was our kickoff guy last year. He's had some experience. His leg is stronger. I anticipate him having a very, very solid year. The good thing is he's only a junior, so hopefully he can be our kicker for the next 2 years.
Okay, so thanks for your good luck.
Absolutely, thank you.
We're going to walk this way. I'm seeing Michelle Garman here. That was Coach Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll always giving some space, giving some time to put me in Fort Worth Bank. We're going to talk to Mr. Jay Bergemeier. If he doesn't mind, we'll just say that booth trip not going to be needed here in a second. Is that okay?
That's fine.
I tell you what, Jay Bergemeier, you used to be the PA announcer. You did a lot of that. You worked over at Elwood.
Yeah, I did both of that at both schools, and but tipped into my heart, and particularly in football. I've always been a close friend of the Coles. Just a super, super family. You know, it's just good to come back and see the blue. And I appreciate you keeping in touch with me occasionally and giving me schedules and updates. And what you're doing here is well needed.
You're welcome. I tell you what, are you still in Evansville?
I am. In Thanksgiving, it'll be 6 years. Moved down there after I retired. And have six grandkids. And with two daughters, one in Evansville and one in Floyd's Knob. So spent a lot of time going to soccer games, baseball games, golf matches. I umpired baseball up to last year, or this summer is the first summer I haven't. Last year I did 35 varsity games and then I refereed basketball and I quit doing that. But next week I start refereeing volleyball. This will be my third or fourth year. And I've got about 6 weeks every night. Volleyball. So.
You have passion for sports, there's no doubt.
I love sports. It's always been part of my life. I'm still a big Reds fan. Watch them every night. Cuss every night at the TV. But, I had the privilege. I grew up an hour from Cincinnati in Rushville, Indiana. And Dad had season tickets. And I'm the only one in the family that doesn't smoke or drink. So I drove the motor home down there, the party bus, and got to go to a lot of ball games.
You don't smoke, don't chew, don't go with girls you do. After saying that, how about Mary Beth? Is she at home?
She is, she's sitting right up there in the stands right now, but yeah, she is great health. Everything's going well. So, we have been very blessed and, we thank the Lord every day.
I've been blessed to know you, sir.
No, it's been my pleasure, AJ.
I disagree.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. So we're going to walk this direction, and then we're going to make our way back up in the booth here momentarily. Looking for Michelle Garman, see if we can get some words from her. She did walk this direction. Maybe out on the field. Hey, what, she does a marvelous job with sports and newspapers and online, elwoodpublishing.com. So check that out. She'll be on our halftime messages for those who participated this year and supported Blue Devil football. We are thankful. Makes it a lot easier to get through the season. And actually, some of the football season is going to help in the basketball season. Well, Mitchell will be doing putting in sports. We'll be there for Blue Devil football and basketball. Probably do one Blue Devil girls basketball game when they play Hamilton Heights. Put me in sports. She does about 12, 13 games for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Just got done doing a baseball season for Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights went 27-6 on the season. They made it to the final game at District Field. Got a win 4-1. Central Catholic capturing their eighth title in 1A. Coach Jim Bourdonnais. A marvelous coach, indeed. We may talk to him. We'll see when Central Catholic visits here at Tipton Sports Complex. We're going to make this up this direction. Go up in the booth. Got a little bit of a freaking to talk about. Got some good music playing right here. Tongue in cheek. We're going to set this down. And first, we're going to talk to Michelle Garman. If she wants to. Hey, we're going to talk to Michelle Garman. Michelle Garman, I tell you what, first game of football going to play on synthetic field turf.
At Tipton, anyway, it won't be the Blue Devils' first time on turf, and, you know, Frankton had a new turf field last year, so I guess it's kind of fitting that the Eagles are Tipton's first guest, Tipton was Frankton's first guest on turf, so it's a beautiful field, you know. I'm probably more excited about the new lights, to be honest, taking photos out there, the LED lights. I was told that the lights, that they track the ball in the flight. So it'll make it interesting, probably a little easier maybe for fans to follow along. It's I know I watched the girls soccer team out here on Monday night, of course they just turned on the lights, but it's still enough daylight you really didn't need them. So I will be interested to see, but I think that's what I'm just as excited about the lights as the field, because I always thought Tipton always their football field always looked good, and the guys that painted it, whoever they were, always did a nice job. But it's nice now they don't have to paint that or anything anymore. Probably the nicest thing is now if it's rained a lot or in the rain, you don't have to worry about muddy shoes.
So, you know, that rain just drips right through all the way to the sand.
Yeah, except I have a niece that played soccer, and I mean she played the majority of her soccer in the St. Louis area because she went to a school in St. Charles, and they played on a lot of turf fields like this because Budweiser sponsored, they opened a few of complexes like that, which is really nice. But she said she really didn't like playing on the turf. She thought you were a little more prone to knee injuries, and she didn't really like it when it was wet because it was like playing on ice. And it was just like on ice, and, so it'll be interesting. I mean, like I said, it's nice. I know the kids are coaches, kids. I think the fans are all excited about it. So, yes, it'll be neat. We're here. It's Friday night time now. Good game. I'm looking forward to a good game. Frankie's Lazader, it's his second year over there, and he had a full off season this year, and I know he wants to do good things. He made one smart move in getting Marty Willis to join his staff.
Very good move, indeed. So we're going to make it up here. Basically, thank you very much. We're playing your ad at halftime.
Okay, that sounds good.
We're going to walk this direction. Walk up here now. Crow's Nest, I guess, right top. That's a big place. Rock and roll music. What is right there? Pretty good sound. Okay, bad song. So, let's start a little pregame. We'll mention a little bit about each school. What's up first about the visiting team on the scoreboard? But first, we're going to plug this mic in. We'll be back in just a moment. Okay, we're back. My wife is listening at home on computer. She's going to text here momentarily. Let us know how the sound is. It might be a bit softer since we're plugging the microphone. We'll see how that works. So we'll make a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the Frankton Eagles. Busy here on the scoreboard. They have a school enrollment of 507. We'll mention the Class 2A, sectional 36, along with the Blue Devils, same sectional, same class. We'll mention there are 8 teams in sectional 36. They are alphabetically Alexandria, Blackford, Ruston, Eastbrook, that's Coach Adamson, that Coach Cole alluded to, Eastern, that's the Thomas, Elwood, Frankton, and Tipton. We mentioned the principal at Frankton High School is Greg Granger. The athletic director is Brent Bromston. He doubles as the boys basketball coach. He's got a state title. And the athletic secretary, she was most instrumental for putting me in sports. That's Katrina Hunter. We are thankful for their athletic crew. We mentioned Frankton High School is located at 610 East Pride Street, Frankton, Indiana, 46044. You dial in by phone at 765-754-7879. You can reach them on the web at TrantonEaglesAthletics.com. On Twitter, it's at FHS Eagles F Ball. The ribbon colors, red and white. As we mentioned, they're in the Central Indiana Conference. In that
conference, there are 8 teams. Alphabetically, they are Alexandria, Blackford, Eastbrook, Elwood, Sanction, Matthew Grant, Mississinawa, and Oak Hill. Women's in basketball, Frankton Stadium. They play as Michelle Garmin here, too. They also play on synthetic field turf. They played on that a couple of years. Back in the COVID year, they put it in. Didn't quite get to utilize it during the COVID season. Women's, they're 0-0 here on the first game of the season, 2022. The head coach is Mark Ledzatter. Mark Ledzatter, they're working in year number two. A year ago, he coached the team 3-7. He's 4-16 overall, working in 3 years. Well, mentioned in high school, he went to Westdale High School. He's a 1998 graduate. He went to college at Ball State. 2004 graduate. The Frankton Eagles' next game on their agenda next Friday night. They'll be home with the LaPel Bulldogs. That'll be Friday the 26th. That'll be a 7 p.m. start. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils school enrollment, 454. As mentioned, it's class 2A, sectional 36. Again, those same 8 teams participating. That's Alexandria, Blackford, Ruston, Eastbrook, Eastern, Elwood, Trenton, and Tipton. The principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernand. The athletic secretary and the athletic trainer is Bert Emmert. We mentioned they play here at the Tipton Sports Complex. Their field surface, first year for it, it's synthetic field turf. It looks beautiful. It's got the green, alternating 5-yard increment towers. A darker green, a lighter green, pretty hard to tell unless you're really looking for it. They got the blue end zone, north end zone. They have Tipton spelled across, pretty big letters, probably about 24, 25-foot letters. And then on the other end zone, south end, it says Blue Devils. And out in the middle, they got their new logo. It's surrounded by a circular white collar. And that goes from 44-yard line to 44-yard line. And then a blue band around it goes from the 42 to 42. Looks pretty nice, this Blue Devil logo. Takes some getting used to, but it definitely can grow on you. We'll mention a little bit about Tipton High School. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You reach them by phone at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. On Twitter, it's at BlueDevil_SB. They were the colors blue and white. We mentioned they're in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. We'll let you know they are alphabetically, and we'll let you know the record of finish a year ago for each team. 2021 in the East, Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights Huskies a year ago finished 6-4. We mentioned Lewis Cass. Lewis Cass finished 3-6 a year ago. Northwestern finished 0-9 a year ago. Tipton Blue Devils finished 10-2 a year ago. Western Panthers finished 6-4. They played the 4A postseason schedule at quite debilitating. We'll also mention in the West Division, 2021, here's how they finished up. Alphabetically, Benton Central, 1-7. Central Catholic, 8-5. Ritalio Central, 6-5. Twin Lakes, 2-8. West Lafayette finished 9-1. And I gotta mention George Karloftis. If you're not familiar with George Karloftis, he graduated from Penn for 4 years at the right defensive end. In the first round of the NFL draft, he was chosen by the Kansas City Chiefs, one of the teams to be chosen by. And I will let you know, he's playing defensive end for the Chiefs. In their first preseason game, he got some action second quarter. He got around the right, touching the left end. Got a quarterback sack on Trevor Siemian. So what that guy's going to go up and up. It's George Karloff, the second out right there on the Chiefs. So we're going to talk a little bit about right now. We'll mention once again. We thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Tipton Sports Complex, Tipton High School. Tonight's education-based varsity football game. We thank you for listening to Frankfurt Eagles at the Tipton Blue Devils. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access to PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We thank you for listening to Put Me In Sports. Let's talk a little bit about the Hoosier Conference coaches. Coaches in the East Division. They're the same coaches. We're going to let you know where they're at right now in their coaching status. We'll mention Hamilton High Tuskies, the Class 3A, Sectional 28. Head coach is John Kirshner. John Kirshner, 14 wins, 26 losses. He's beginning his fifth season at Hamilton Heights. Second here is Lewis Cass, the Lewis Cass Kings. They're Class 2A, Sectional 34. Their head coach is Clayton Manning. That is Coach Manning's son, Scott Manning, went more than 30 years at Lewis Cass as the head coach. His son, Clayton Manning, currently 5 wins, 14 losses. His third year beginning at the Kings of Lewis Cass. Northwestern Tigers. Northwestern Tigers are Class 3A, Sectional 28. Their head coach is Rob Patchett. Rob Patchett is 0-9 in his second year at Northwestern. We're mentioning he began coaching in 2002. He went 2 years at Edgewood. He went 8 years at Indianapolis Audition. Rob Patchett is a great coach. We're mentioning 11 years. Beginning his 11th year, he's 45 wins, 57 losses. Class 2A, Sectional 36. That's the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils head coach is Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll, 129 wins, 66 losses. He's working in year number 18. He graduated from Tipton High School. Let's talk about the Western Panthers. Western Panthers, Class 4A, Sectional 20. Head coach is Alex Stewart. Alex Stewart working in his sixth season at Western. He's 34 wins, 18 losses. He's working in his eighth season overall, 34 wins, 28 losses. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference West Division. West Division is like this, Benton Central Bison. They're Class 2A, Sectional 34. Head coach is Andy Stanifer. Andy Stanifer is 1-7. That was last year. He's working in year number 2. Second here is Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights, Class 2A, that's in the success factor. They won the state a few years ago. I was there. We mentioned the Sectional 34. Head coach is Brian May. Brian May, 30 wins, 19 losses. Working in year number 5. As mentioned, he has a Class 1A title in 4 seasons. I should say 3. We mentioned this on the Central Bombers. Class 3A, Sectional 25. We mentioned the head coach is Chris Nitz. He graduated from Minnesota Central 1984. He went to college at St. Joseph College. That's also in this career. Chris Nitz, 181 wins, 95 losses, working in year number 24. We're going to set this here momentarily for our national anthem. Maybe pretty soon. We got a couple more to list here in the West Division. We'll talk about the Twin Lakes Indians next. And I think I'm Tipton High School band out on the field. They are dressed nicely. They practice diligently. I'm telling you what, I said this last year. They practice pretty much as hard as the football team does. They spend a lot of time over there in front of the backside of the middle school. Let's set this down. Thank you. So what, they did not miss a note. We're going to finish this up. Twin Lakes Indians of Class 3A, Sectional 45. The women's head coach is Kevin Saylor. Kevin Saylor, working in year number 3 of Twin Lakes. Last year, he went 7-12. Overall, in 2 years, 7-12 at Twin Lakes. And I'll mention overall, he's working in his 6th season as a varsity football coach, 24 wins, 26 losses. We'll finish up with West Lafayette Red Devils, Class 3A, Sectional 25. It's Coach Shane Fry, 94 wins, 18 losses. Working in year number 10, he was an assistant coach on the staff in 2009 when they won the state. And then we'll mention he has one state title to his own accord. That's his Class 3A title. And that's well done. I said, what, Shane Fry, one of my favorites. And I know you're supposed to not have favorites. We're going to go back here. We're going to mention a little bit about the schedules tonight in both conferences. First, we'll talk about the Central Catholic, there's a lot of baseball, but Central Indiana Conference. Game night tonight, August 19th, week number 1. 7 o'clock start. Alexandria is at Eastern Hancock. 7 o'clock start. Eastbrook is at Huntington North. I should mention Coach Tony mentioned Jeff Adamson as a coach. Presently, he has 300 victories. That's his 34th year beginning. He's got 92 losses. We mentioned 7 o'clock start. Eastern Thomas are at Oak Hill. 7 o'clock start. The Franklin Eagles are right here at Tipton High School. 7 o'clock start, Jay County, they're at Blackford High School. 7:30 start time, Norwell traveling from Mississauga. 7 o'clock start, Shenandoah is at Elwood. And we mentioned Tipton will be at Elwood next week. 7 o'clock start, Tri-Central. Coach St. Arnold going to go against Madison Grant and Coach Brady Turner. Those are 8 conference teams and 5 home and 5 away. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference, Friday night, first game of the season, August 19th. 7 o'clock start, Delphi is at Denton Central. 7 o'clock start, Frankton right here with Tipton. 7 o'clock start, Hamilton Heights is at LaPel tonight. 7:30 start, Harrison is at West Lafayette. 7 o'clock start, Central Catholic is at Cedar High School. 7 o'clock start, Pioneer is at Lewis Shafts. 8 o'clock start, it's going to be Rensselaer Central. They're at Kankakee Valley. 7 o'clock start, Tri-West at Western. And 7 o'clock start, Twin Lakes at Northwestern. That is a cross-conference matchup for the Hoosier Conference. Other than that, there are 9 Hoosier Conference games. 8 of those games are non-conference. So we're going to mention the starting lineup first for the Blue Devils. Double check here. We're going to mention the offense. We'll do the same. Starting at the center position tonight for the Blue Devils, 5'10", 192. Red, number 66, that's Sam Klein. At one guard position, 6'6", 182. 56, that's Clayton Henderson. At another guard position, 6 foot, 196, number 60, Levi Burkett. At a tackle position, 6'1", 200 pounds, was number 64, that's Andy Blair. At another tackle position, 6'1", 219, Where's number 65? That's Tank Higgins. A tight end. 5'9", 155 pounds. And where's number 31? That's Cole Hussey. At the receiving core, it's going to be 5'9", 150 pounds senior. Number 81, Zane Goodrich. At another wide receiver position, we're wearing number 10, 6'2", 172, Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell, we'll double check that. Wide receiver also, starting lineup, 5'8", 151. Where's number 20? He's a freshman, Isaiah Mahaney. He's been both to Javen Lyons. At the quarterback position tonight, he was number 2, he's 6'3", 216, that's Vancouver. At the running back position, he's 5'9", 185 pounds, he's a senior. Number 87 is Eli Carter. He's making his kickoff. He made it happen. It's going to be brought to you by the Atlanta Earth Festival. Be sure to set your calendar for the fourth weekend in September. This year's festival will be held on Saturday, Sunday, September 24th and 25th. Yes, the population of Atlanta, Indiana is approximately 750. But this small northern Hamilton County town has seen many, many, we're missing over 100,000 visitors in a weekend. That's at the annual Earth Festival. You'll see unique arts and crafts, antiques, vintage decor. You mentioned a farmer's market will be there, kids zone, food and live entertainment. No admission charge. Permission for info or booth space, you can call them at the town hall at 765-292-2626. On the web, you can contact them at atlantaindiana.com. I'll also mention, if you like the Covered Bridge Festival in Park County, you'll enjoy the Atlanta Earth Festival. Got to mention, the weekend before that, you'll have Heritage Days. Heritage Days happens at Frankton. Frankton, Indiana, that's an annual event. Third week of September, Heritage Days in Frankton. It'll work right there as they get ready to kick off. Actually, they're going to talk about the coin toss prior to. We're up in the booth. We thank you for listening. Working pretty good up here. So we're going to go out and meet each other at midfield. And walk out and be Burkett, Carter, Chase Higgins, Jim Klein. I do recognize Gage Rastetter, quarterback, three-year quarterback for Frankton. Gage Rastetter was elected to go from number 8 previously. He's going to wear number 4 in his senior campaign. Watching him throw before the game, actually in pregame. Throw a pretty good spiral, pretty good burst. At 30 yards, got a strong arm. They're shaking hands right now. They're getting ready to throw the coin up and find out who's going to kick off, who's going to receive. So they're talking over right now. Out there on the new Blue Devil logo at midfield. Got a black shadow on the right side of the face, a blue face on the left side. Umpire is talking right now with the gentlemen out there, going to play the game. Going to toss one up. They're going to definitely let Franklin call the toss. Scoreboard is to the north. That scoreboard provided by Dan Young. Dan Young Chevy, right here in Tipton, providing that scoreboard maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago. It's working good. So they're talking it over right now. Getting ready to toss it up. You know, allow the strength team to call it. Hand on the shoulder. They're going to call it right now. Not a large high toss. Might have laid it on the surface right there already. And tipped into the back around. They're going to stand on the south, towards the south goal. And something is going to stand near the north goal, splitting the 50-yard line between them. White-hatted umpire going to let us know. going to let the press box know. Probably most important is the press box. We do thank you for listening. I do know I'll make mistakes. I'll get numbers wrong. I'll get names wrong. And I'll do the best I can. Franklin won the toss. They decline. Blue Devils are going to receive. And Franklin will kick off from the north to the south. They'll kick away from the scoreboard. So they're shaking hands right there. So something weird about football. Football's weird because the home team wears the dark jersey uniform. The visiting team wears the white or the lighter collared uniform. It's just the opposite in a basketball game on the court. Interesting. But the Blue Devils getting ready to kick off. We'll mention defensively. We're going to see the Franklin Eagles. They're going to start with a four-man front. Then it goes nose tackle, 5'10", 187. That's number 61, Nate Warren. Another defensive tackle right there in the middle, 6'2", 263. Was number 73, that's Ty Everson. He's a sophomore. Defensive end, right and left side. From 5'11", 158. Number 20 is Brandon Johnson. The right side, defensive end, 6'2", 250. Number 72, he's a senior, Hunter Branham. Linebackers, 5'10", 160, number 28, Braden Peters. He's a sophomore. Another linebacker, he's a junior, 5'10", 165. Where's number 22? Cornerbacks, 5'10", 152, number 11, Braden Douglas. The other cornerback, 5'8", 140. Where's number 24? That's Isaiah Malone. In the safety department, 5'10", 150. Free safety, number 3, Carson Ward. The other safety is a strong safety, 6'2", 180. That's Austin Nunley. And left there in the middle is another defender, 5'11", 175. Number 4, Gage Rastetter. They'll also play the quarterback on offense. They'll set this down. Here comes the opening kickoff, 2022. It'll be kicked off right here by number 30, Colston Ballack. There's the whistle, soccer style, 8 yards deep. Here comes the approach. 7:03 p.m. In the underreading, you're taken at the 10 by Eli Carter. To go back up towards the middle of the field. To avoid the wordy tackles, to stay on his feet. They're going to whistle him down at the 20-yard line. Eli Carter, and he helped get the help back up to the surface by Steve Klein. Blue Devils going to take over, 1st and 10. Opening series right here. Blue Devils going to line it up at the 20. Going to work it from the left hash mark. Quarterback position is Vince Hoover. Here's number 2. Vince Hoover, 6'3", 216. He lost a little bit of weight over the offseason. He's looking good. Going to line up the trips out to the right. Tailback, only back in the backfield is Eli Carter, where's number 87. Split out short side of field. Left side is Zane Goodrich. Waiting for the whistle. Umpire going to blow the whistle. Clock will start on the snap. Clock's at 11:49. Play clock at 20. It's Eli Action. It's good shape. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. He'll take the snap. He'll hand off. Eli Carter. Jig and jag, you get it out near the 24-yard line. They'll pick up about 4 yards. Blue Devils going to face second down in 6. Pretty good contact made right there, middle of the defensive unit. Ty Everson, Nate Warren, linebacker crew, Braden Peters, Amy Crew Farrell. Both spotted, left hash, 24-yard line. Second down, 6. Clock moving, 11:15 here in the first quarter. Twins to the left, twins to the right, they're stacked. They go stop down here and off to get the ball back again to Eli Carter. He'll pick up about 5. He's going to be shy of a first down by about a yard. They go back to the left, actually, we spot it. It's going to be 3rd down and 1. 3rd down 1, 2, 10, 50 left here in the first quarter. First possession of the ball game, Blue Devils, after Franklin Eagles elected to decline, defer the football after they won the opening toss. 3rd down 1, shotgun formation, take the snap, they'll give it to Eli Carter, he'll break playing there. He's going to push down and more. They get out to the 41. They're calling at the 41 in the half-yard line. As some pellets come up from the surface, that's common here on the synthetic filter. Not just some pellets. They are rubber pellets. They are minute. They have bags and bags and bags of these pellets. They're small. And they had them, they brought them over when they got the field figured out. If the grass was all out there, they had to spread those pellets out and rub them in with a brush. And it was an automatic brush. They were here a long time pushing them in. So Josh Hatton might have missed a handoff, might have not. Ripped the pass, couldn't get the pass away. And the Franklin Eagles were in on Vancouver in a heartbeat. It'll be a loss on the play. He's going to lose 6 yards. Ball's going to end up back at the 36-yard line. Vancouver did the play right there from the sideline. Offensive coordinator, Dustin Shearer. Dustin Shearer, Hamilton High Tragedy, 2004. Wichita, Wisconsin played for the Badgers. Got some good playing time as a 6'4" quarterback. Shotgun formation. Twins left, twins right. Quick pass, looking for an opening. Got it to you. Zane Goodrich. Going to meet the tackler right here. That's Dave Brassetter. Pushing him out of bounds. Zane Goodrich was right back up into the huddle. They get back to get the ball back up to original six. Right there, the original place of business at the 42. It's going to be third down and 10. So ball spotted from the left hash. The brace huddle. 9, 12. Stationary clock as Zane Goodrich went out of bounds on the tackle by Gage Rastetter. Slot right, split left, pass play. Going to go down the seam. Going to go incomplete. Looking for the target. Pretty, might have thrown that ball away. Nobody open. Pretty good 50 coverage. Going to live for another series. They're going to pump this ball out of here. We're going to see Levi Burkett. I was watching Levi Burkett in pregame. Levi Burkett can absolutely pump the football. It's a gift. When you can punt or kick, it's a gift from God. Tell you what, a lot of folks can't do it, and I'm one of them. The line has about 14 yards deep. They're booted away a little bit rugby style. You get a high kick, you're going to be taken at the 18-yard line. He's on the run back. He gets tackled there by the Blue Devils. They'll be pushed out of bounds. Okay, it was a good punt. They're going to bring the ball back to the Franklin Eagles. They'll put the ball in play at their own 35-yard line. Franklin Eagles going to line up with Gage Rastetter in the back. He's going to be the quarterback, where's number 4. Behind him, we're going to see Nate Rusatter. He's a fullback. He's a freshman. 5'6", 165. 5'6", 165, you know. He's been in the locker room. He's been in the weight room for certain. Gage Rastetter, they're going to line up right there in the backfield. Little slot right, split left. Under center is Gage Rastetter. To check the offensive line, he'll go under center. Call the cadence. He'll open up to the holder, go left side, as well as on the surface. They'll fall on it. They'll keep the football. They'll be in the backfield. That's actually going to be number 22. Ball carrier, Cruz Farrell. He's a junior, 5'11", 165. Lost the handle, lands behind the original line of scrimmage. You're going to lose about 7 yards. It's going to be second down and 17. 8:32, clock moving. First quarter. Second possession of the ball game. First possession for the Franklin Eagles. Split out wide left. They'll go wing left. Wing right. Split out wide right. Split in is Riley Davis. Going to hand off. Go right side. And spin move. Tackle made right there. Chase Higgins in on the tackle. Ball carrier number 11 for Franklin. Braden Douglas. They'll spot the ball back at the 30-yard line. Could be third down and 15. Look on the huddle right there, huddling up. No quick movement, no hurry, no tempo yet for either team. They'll go up to the line of scrimmage. Play clock is at 13. Let's check left, check right, under center. Gage Rastetter. Single man in the backfield. Look at a double wing and a drop to throw. 5-step drop. He'll throw out the flat right side. Couldn't reach it. A little bit low on the pass play. And that pass was intended for 22, Crew Farrell. Eli Carter was right there for defense. Kind of bumped him a little bit. Tapped him on the helmet. Said, hey, sorry, that was just inadvertent. Everything's good. They're going to drop back to punt. Punt formation. Right now, Colston Palink. We believe so. Where's number 30? Kicker and punter are going to take a snap. 12 yards deep, they'll boot it out of there. End over end, it's going to roll. Eli Carter going to allow it to. Eli Carter might have gave up 5 yards from where he was standing. Not much. The ball comes to a complete stop, and Simpson will take over. Second possession of the evening for the Blue Devils. 7:24 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. No score. No score. Blue Devils and Frank. And Frank, they're going to play defense second time here in the first quarter. So they'll move the ball over to the right hash. Blue Devils will work their first play from the right hash here in this ballgame, the second series. The Greg Kettle. 7:24 on the game clock. Shotgun formation. Eli Carter going to line up right side of Vancouver. Like a trip to the right short side of the field. Spit out wide left. Going to hand off again to Eli Carter. They're going to meet him near the line of scrimmage. Didn't get much. His defense was good. Working right there. We'll mix him in on the tackle. Dylan Pratt was 52. He's a junior, 5'10", 159. He was in on the tackle. And about three others. Going to bring up second down. After no gain, second down and 10. Ball spotted 29-yard line. Blue Devil territory. Break the huddle. 13 seconds on the play clock. Slot right, slot left. Ball's in the middle of the field at the 29 of Chicken. Shotgun. Bring back left or block. Pass play. Right side kicks off. Step into the path of the pass. He'll go to distance. He's about a 32-yard pick six for Frankton. Frankton is going to come up with first 6 points on the scoreboard. Here in tonight's ball game. So I'll hand the ball to the official. Credit that pick six to number 12, Bubba Nunley. Bubba Nunley stepping right into the pass. Strong safety. 6'2", 180. He's a junior. They're going to line up to the point after touchdown. The holder is going to be number 11 for Frankton. It's going to be Braden Douglas. He's a senior, 5'10", 152. Soccer-style kicker. We're going to see number 30. Colson Falink. There's the whistle. There's a spot. There's the boot. It's 7-0.
And kicker good. He will take the lead.
So defense scores a touchdown. Blue Devils will receive. They'll work it from right there. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Target Sports. They're located 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. That's 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson, A-N-G, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. They boot one away once again. Number 30, Colson Falink, he's a junior. 8 yards deep, soccer style, there's the boot. And under end, to the float to about the 11-yard line. Eli Carter on the return. He's in the middle field, he'll break one. He's in out across near the 40-yard line. Eli Carter found the steam. And Blue Devil's going to take over at their own 40-yard line.
Both will be spotted at the left hash. It'll be nosed up to the 40. Blue Devil territory. I was talking about the weight differential. Weight differential for both these teams. 12-pound average per player. Might not mean a lot. I actually saw. I saw the, we'll double check that. We'll bring that back in a minute. They're going to line up the trips to the right. Split out wide left is Gerdrich, is Zane. Shotgun snap, and he's moving off. Single man in the backfield. Eli Carter, he'll be tripped up. Credit to Tripp right there. Good block. Good tackle by Bubba Nunley. Bubba Nunley in on each play defensively. Just spot the ball out across the 40 to about the 41. It'll be a gain of one. It'll be second down and nine. Vince Hoover enters the huddle from the sideline. He jogs out. 7-0 contest. Frankton in front. Early going in the ball game with 5:50 left. Clock moving here in the first quarter. Blue Devils facing second and nine from the shotgun. Got twins left, twins right. They'll hand off. Up to get it. The new ball carrier is staying loose. They'll get it out to the 41-yard line. It'll be about a half a yard shy of the first down. Well done in that run, Terry. Calvin Condit. Calvin Condit. I've been to a couple of practices. There was Calvin Condit playing the game. He was number 36. He's a sophomore. 5'6", 135. 5'6", 135. I tell you what, he's got every bit of heart in that body at 136. One lineup. Twins left, twins right. Shotgun. Two men in the backfield. Eli Carter gets a hand off. He's up to get. His game is out there on the secondary. He's going to go the distance. Eli Carter, 15 yards. 7-6 ball game. Blue Devils will try to point out the touchdown and try to tie this ball game as Dakota Hood jogs out. The holder for Dakota is Oliver Conaway. Oliver Conaway, a sophomore, 5'8", 120. Dakota Hood wears number 4. He's a junior, 5'11", 160. Soccer style, 3 yards deep. So after the snap, Conaway will spot the ball. His first kick of the 2022 season is good. Tie ball game at 7. 4:50 left. Blue Devils take very little time in putting in the end zone via the feet of Eli Carter. 50-yard run to Pager. The Chickens are kick the ball away. Frankton ready for the kickoff. They're assembled. I got to mention Marty Wells. Marty Wells doing some defensive coordinating for the Frankton Eagles. So what, I like that guy quite a lot. When he was at Elwood, he never did back away from talking with Putney in sports. We talked about various topics. So what, he's into bowling, pretty much. He's bowled with my dad. I tell you what, pretty good gentleman right there, Marty Wells. I needed to text him one time. I actually called him on a Saturday. So I needed some information about an Elwood game, and he answered the phone on a Saturday. That's pretty nice of an athletic director to do that. Jimmy Howe of Lebanon, of LaPel, he's also answered my phone call in the evening. That's pretty nice, because put me in sports when they're working. They need to keep working. Here comes the kickoff from Dakota Berg. End under end. He'll take it back to the 14-yard line on the return. For Frankton, it's going to be number 9, Brady Carmack. Carmack out across the 30-yard line. We'll get near the 32-yard line. They're spotted at the left hash. We'll double check here. They're going to change football. They will spot it at the left hash. In a high school game, you can use your preferential of a football. You can throw your own football out there. You can kick your own football. They'll have to run it back. And then they change footballs if they want to. And it does happen. That J5G is a good football for a varsity game. Even junior varsity. Under center, Gage Rassetter. Near motion, you're hitting off left side. Three hole out across the 35. Got a 5-yard pickup there on the play.
First strong move right there. That was the coach's son. That was number 25, Nate Lezatter. Nate Lezatter, 5'6", 165. He's just a freshman. He's got a lot of upside in his future.
They're going to line up as a double wing under center, empty backfield. Spread out wide left, slot right, under center. He'll drop back and throw, 3-step drop. Last there, going down to the surface, going to make a catch. Low throw, catch was made. Positive gain for number 11, Braden Douglas, the senior. The spot at the 39-yard line at the right hash. Sun has come out. It's illuminating the field beautifully. Got some shadows here from the press box out on the field. Here looks beautiful. I remember a year ago, Coach Brobson had those t-shirts. First year to play on that surface, synthetic filter. I bought one. I made sure Coach Brobson signed it. And he did. And I wear that thing for sure. So under center is Gage Rafter. He's open up with a roll out left. Chasing him down, time that couldn't get to him. Pretty good move right there. Pretty good wheel from Rafter. He gets into Blue Devil territory. Blue Devil territory. They'll spot it about the 39-yard line of Tipton. Gage Rafter with some wheels. Looks like a Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo being talked about. They're talking about the Cleveland Browns picking him up. Don't know. They're not going to have Deshaun Watson for 11 games. When Deshaun Watson gets back, he might not be able to take the starting position away from whoever has it. Could be Jacoby Brissett. Under center, Gage Rafter. Double wing to go motion near side. You'll hear it off left side. Three hole. Again, Lezatter, Nate Lezatter, going to be close to first down yardage. I'm going to say he got it. He did pick up first down yardage. It's Nate Lezatter. Where is number 25? He's a little bowling ball. Ball spotted at the tip and Blue Devil 39-yard line. 2:57 first quarter clock. Clock is moving. 7-7 ball game. We may be in for a doozy. First game of the season. Slot right, wing right. See him in the backfield. He'll open away from the hole. He'll hand off. Tackle's going to be made around the play. Finds it. Going to be a loose ball. And Tipton picks up the fumble. Tipton picks up the fumble. That's all right. Tipton picks up the loose ball. And they'll go the other direction. They're going to talk about it. Maybe that ball came out when it hit the surface. We'll have to see. The officials are getting together. They're not going to review it. By video, they're going to give it to Tipton. Tipton's going to keep the football. Tipton's going to elect to put their ball in the ball game. They'll throw out the other ball, the opposite sideline, to Frankton. Ball spotted at the 36-yard line of Tipton. Got twins left, twins right. They are stacked. Single man in the backfield is Chargers. Vancouver, shotgun quarterback, 5 yards deep. He's a big guy. 6'3", lifted at 219. It's a good pitcher, baseball team for the Blue Devils. Double sacks, spread out wide left pass play. We're going to get it to Zane Goodrich. He goes down to his knees to make the catch. The throw was low, had to catch it. This is not NFL. His knee down to a completion. The ball is dead right there. I should say the ball is down. So let's buy it at the 35-yard line. We'll call it no gain. Second down, 10. Four-man front for the Eagles. That's Johnson, Warren, Everson, and Branham. Double slot, she'll be double stack again. Take him in the backfield to give it to Condit. He'll dive forward and pick up about a half a yard. Just across the 35, it's going to be third down. Third down, about 9. Needed play comes in. He has the legs of Eli Carter. Third down, 9. And the huddle there, you know. Call the play. play clock is 15, and they've not huddled yet. They're going to call a timeout. First timeout in the ball game. Tipton spins it. 1:29 on the game clock. 7-7 ball game. Blue Devils going to talk it over. Frankston Eagles going to do the same. Third down and 9 when we come back. And we're making you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity football game. This Internet Radio Athletic Contest is made possible by Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net, providing Internet Radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We are thankful. Thank you for listening. We're talking over right now. Couple minutes. Conversation. Coach Darnell on the field for Frankston. Want to know about the spot there. Was that ball loose? Or was that ball by contact? I didn't see the play. Actually, cannot say yes or no. Didn't see the end of the play. I was looking at the chart here to hopefully say a good name. So the high school band on hand here tonight, you might be able to hear them. Cheerleaders out in front. Timeout is over. Third down and 9. 1:29 left here in the first quarter. Tie ball game at 7. They're going to put Eli Carter in at the shotgun. Two backs right side, split out wide left. They're going to go motion right. They're going to throw a pass. Deep pass, because he caught by just 5 yards. So just the other direction, down to the Frankston, 35-yard line, it was just in blue level, landing Spidell. Spidell, a sophomore, he played quite a bit of secondary and JV quarterback a year ago. He turned him into a wide receiver. He makes a good catch and a good pass from Eli Carter. So back in the ballgame is Vince Hoover. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield is Condon. Step to the right of Vince. He got trips to the left. Single man out wide right. They'll take it. But Condon, it's just the ball that Vince Hoover hit it. They'll say he's in bounds. So Vince Hoover gets a positive game. He'll pick up about 6. Gonna call it 5 on the board. Second down, 5. Condon gonna draw out the ball game. Back in the ballgame is Eli Carter. Vince Truba in the huddle. Play clock at 18 seconds. Game clock at 48. I get 1, maybe 2 plays off. We're going to get in the first quarter. Blue Devils traveling to the north toward the scoreboard. Ball spotted at the 20-yard line. They'll hand it off to Eli Carter. The rear right, rear left. They go sideways. They get a bump in there, a flag on the play. Flag lay at the 15-yard line. Thrown by a defensive linebacker official. Going to be a face mask. Face mask is going to be just a 5-yard variety. 5-yard mark off, but it's going to be a first down. First down, Frankton called for the face mask. They'll mark it off from the 20.
Face mask.
5-yard mark off gives them a first down. Blue Devils at the 15, first and 10. Ball spotted at the right hash. 29.8 left. During the first quarter, tie ball game at 7 presently. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Single man in the backfield. Just find it. They're working it right there, kind of, in the backfield. He's going to get the handoff. They go left side, one hole. They get across the line of scrimmage. He'll pick up a couple. They're holding up. He's got some strong legs. Took quite a few of them to get him down. Kind of going to take it inside the 15. They'll spot it at about the 13-yard line. First quarter clock is going to empty out. They're going to take a walk. They'll take a couple-minute break along with Frankton. They'll go to the other end of the field. Then they're spotted at the 13-yard line. When we come back, it'll be second down and 8.
We're tired of cutting the playoffs.
We mentioned a little bit about the Indianapolis Colts. Colts played last Saturday in a 4 p.m. game. They were at Buffalo. That was a good ball game. With 4 seconds left in the game, Buffalo hit a field goal, got a 3-point win. So if it doesn't really matter about wins and losses in the preseason, you want to make sure you get a good roster. And we're hoping the best for Hamilton Heights, maybe. Sterling Rutherford wearing number 55. He got 4 tackles in that ball game. He got a pick. He got a tip. Ball pick. That's why you do those tip ball rules of your scrimmages right there in practice. That's why you do those drills. But we'll also mention the Indianapolis Colts practice this week on Wednesday and Thursday. They practice with the Detroit Lions out there at Grand Park. So they're going to play each other. It's going to be a game. This is going to happen at Lucas Oil Stadium. It's going to happen tomorrow at 1 p.m. It's on August 20th. That's tomorrow at 1 p.m. start time at Lucas Oil Stadium. The Detroit Lions at the Indianapolis Colts. This could be a good matchup. We'll mention last year on HBO, Hard Knocks. It was the Colts. The Colts were featured on Hard Knocks last year. This year featured on Hard Knocks, HBO, is the Detroit Lions. Go figure. They're playing each other tomorrow. 12 minutes on the game clock. 7-7 ball game. Ball spotted 13-yard line. From the right hash, Blue Devils on offense. Jordan Downs is opposite side of the field. Blue Devils going to drive it towards the south end zone, away from the scoreboard. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. They got stacked wide receivers, lefty and right. Going to hand it up, going to ride the valley series. Going to go ahead and give the ball to Eli Carter. Eli Carter met behind the line of scrimmage by a couple of Franklin Eagles. Working right there, credit one tackle, number 72, Hunter Branham. He's a senior, 6'2", 250. He looks every bit of 250. Right there in the middle of the field, defensive tackle, 6'2", 253. That's Ty Everson, just a sophomore. Shotgun formation, Dick Hoover, slide left, tight end right, your block, halfway. So working out there, that's Zane Goodrich, makes a good catch. But I got to mention a very good pass by Vince Hoover. Led him perfectly on a 10-yard out route. So Zane Goodrich takes the ball inside the 10. They'll mark it at the 8-yard line. Fourth down. Decision time, they're going to send out the offense. Fourth down and 3 for the first. 3 for the first, they get to the 5, they're going to need set of downs. They need 8 yards for the end zone. Shotgun formation, slot left. In the slot, Zane Goodrich, spit out left side, Mahaney. Going to hand the ball up, going to stop the play. Early movement, they're going to stop the play. That play never happened. They were on their way. Timeout was called by Frankton. Frankton called timeout prior to the ball being snapped. They'll talk it over, try to keep the Blue Devils away from that 3-yard game. It's 4th and 3. Blue Devils at the 8-yard line. So, what a ball game. Working pretty well right here. We've got several teams in action. Right here, we do appreciate you listening to Put Me in Sports. Clifton Blue Devils football. So both teams huddled up on opposite sides of the field. Back in the day, back when Dustin Shearer was the high schooler, when you had 11 guys out there huddled up for a timeout, you couldn't have 12, and you couldn't have more than one coach. They eliminated that rule. That's all gone to Capri. They get about whoever they want out there during the timeout. 10:31 on the game clock. second quarter, tie ball game at 7. Blue Devils on the doorstep. 4th and 3. After the timeout, Blue Devils jog out. Frankie called the timeout. They're ready to go. Holds at their left hash. They have 2 in the backfield. They do have Wildcat, as spoken right here by Frankton. Coach up here to Bruce. Shotgun formation to T.I. Carter. He's going to run the ball. He's going to go right side with through an opening. He's going to get a first down. He's going to get a touchdown. He got the first down. He goes in and right here inside the right pylon, right side of field. The Blue Devils sideline. He gets some accolades on the way back to the bench area. He got that left shoulder pad out of the shirt there. He gets some help right there. Gets it back in. Well done. That help came from Cole Hussey. Cole Hussey, you'll hear his name. Just stay tuned. Because the snap is the boot. It's going to be the left side, and it's going to be no good. Wide breath. Not sure if the defender got a piece of it. The hold was difficult. The snap was not absolutely perfect. So the Blue Devils take the lead. They go up by 6. 13-7. Couldn't get the point after via the kicks. So they'll line up right now, though. Huddle up, and we'll see Dakota Frug jog out to kick off. We're missing first games coming up in the college football realm. These are bigger schools in the state of Indiana. On Thursday, September 1st, 7 o'clock, it'll be Ball State at Tennessee. I'll take the Volunteers. Then on same day, Thursday, September 1st, an 8 p.m. start happening at Purdue. Penn State will be at Purdue. Friday, September 2nd, 8 o'clock, Indiana Hoosiers will be home with Illinois. On Saturday, September 3rd, 7:30 start, Notre Dame Irish will be at Ohio State. Got to mention IUPUI. They're getting ready to break up. It happened by 2024. It's going to be IU of Indy and then Purdue University of whatever they decide. They haven't decided their name yet. But IUPUI is going to split up IU of Indy and Purdue, separate schools. Going to kick off from the 40-yard line. Left hash, Dakota Ferg. There's the whistle. Here comes the approach. There's the boot end under end. Be taken as a 15 by Frankton. He worked his way back across the 30, across the 35. He didn't hit the 37-yard line. Pretty good return. Braden Douglas. Braden Douglas, pretty good move. He's a senior, 5'10", 152. Listed as a wide receiver and a defensive back. He's got some wheels. Ball spotted, 37-yard line. Right hash by Frank. Frank and Eagles will start there. Blue Devils on defense. 10:13 on the game clock. The clock will start on the snap after the change of possession. Under center is Gage Backstetter. Third-year quarterback for Frankton. We get near motion. They'll fake. They'll go right side. They'll try. Rex Rezatter. Nate Rezatter going to bolt his way out to the 44-yard line. He's going to be about 3 yards shy of a first down. Nate Rezatter has some legs. I tell you what, he keeps moving. Ball spot is a 44 right hash. They call it 2nd and 3. To the line of scrimmage. Play clock. Plenty of good tape. 18 seconds. Slot left. Way left, but out wide right. Single man in the backfield. Under center is Gage Rastetter. He went to pitch the different way that he was going to. Had to hold the football. Got stacked behind the line of scrimmage. Not a big loss. They'll reset the down right here. This will be third down on the dial of down. Ball spot is the 42-yard line. Made a loss of a couple. 9:12 clock moving. Second quarter, we're at Simpson High School. Home of the Blue Devils, playing on brand new synthetic field turf. They worked diligently to get this field ready. And they did. For scrimmage last week, handoff up to Jed. I give it to Muzzatter. to get it out to the 43-yard line. Back on the play, Cole Hussey. Told you Cole Hussey's name will be mentioned. Stay tuned, probably for the next couple of years, for sure. So they're going to line up fourth down. They're going to set back up in punt formation. They're going to go 13 yards deep with the punter. He's going to count the players. That's Colson Fowling. Fowling going to stand at the 30. He'll be snapped from the 43. The call for the football, low snap, hit the surface, eligible to even hit, gets a good boot out of it. Going to bounce up, you got Carter, he'll make the catch. It's 18, he's across the 30, across the 35, out to the 38-yard line, then across the 39. 8:07, clock stop, change of possession. Eli Carter with a good return out to the 39-yard line. Tipped in Blue Devil territory. Ball spotted, right hash. Blue Devils getting the play sent in by Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover, pretty good size young man. He'll break heavily in unison. Play clock at 22, they're good shape. Slot left, slot right, short side of field. Single man in the backfield to the right of Vince Hoover is Eli Carter. Looking for the snap, there it is. He'll hand off to Carter, go really left, he'll take it up the gap about the 3-hole. He'll be met maybe behind the line of scrimmage or close to it. Not a lot of gain right there, good defense. Right there, credit the tackle. 6'3", 263. That's Ty Everson, sophomore. Where's number 73 for the Eagles? I was in Eagle territory today. It's a great place to go through. I was pretty close to Don Stoller's house on 850 right there. I was actually at Sean's house working right there. Sean Coleman. Here comes a handoff. Eli Carter. They're working out near the 44, 43-yard line. Eli Carter gets the handoff once again. Spot him right there at the 43. Ball's in the middle of the field. It's on that blue band right there on the very inside of the soccer circle. They play soccer here, as Michelle Garman mentioned. I think it was last night they played soccer right here on this synthetic field turf. So what, in springtime, it's too cold and it's too muddy on the baseball field. You can come out here and field ground balls. A lot of versatility for a field like this. 6:42, clock moving. Shotgun formation. His shooter is off the throw. He'll pass out the flat. Eli Carter will make the reception. He'll work to try to get the midfield. Couldn't quite get there. They're spotting at the 48. Pretty good hit right there. Credit a good stop on the play. Crew Farrell. Crew Farrell, 5'10", 165, inside linebacker. Pretty good shot on him right there. They'll go from that direction. Fourth down. They call it fourth and one. Blue Devils going to go out. They're going to line up in punt formation. Levi Burkett, a very gifted leg for punting. Look at a good snap. They'll put it out there. Lines drive rope, taking it to 20. On the return, that's number 11, Braden Douglas. Pretty good return man for Frankton. They'll push him out of bounds. They'll spot him at about the 41-yard line of Frankton. About a 21-yard return right there for Braden Douglas. Frankton Eagles will take over first and 10.
Take over 41-yard line.
Blue Devils holding on to a 6-point advantage, 13-7. We're in the second quarter, 5:33 remaining. Frankton going from our right to our left. Under center once again, Gage Rastetter. Got a wing right, wing left. Sitting in the backfield. He's going to drop the throw. Play action pass. And he's caught in the backfield.
And it's credit to the sack. The Blue Devils, number 36, Calvin Conjic. Sophomore 5'6", 135. Got it in. Rastetter was looking left.
and time it to you from the backside. That's why you pay those backside tackles millions of dollars in the NFL to protect the backside of those quarterbacks. So they'll line up once again. 5:03, clock moving, 13-7. Ball from the plate, second down, 18. Slot left, split right, taking in the battle, got a high formation, actually. Dropping the throws, Rasseter looking left. He's going to let one go. Good catch. 36-yard line. Catch is made. Frankton Eagle, number 9, Brady Carmack. Carmack, a sophomore, 6 foot, 163. As this, and I was watching Rasseter in pregame. He was throwing some 30-yard bullets. Right there was about a 20-yard bullet from Rasseter. Third down. Third down, 5. Picked up 13 yards on that pass play. Slot right, split left. High formation under center, Dave's back there. From the left tag, 41-yard line, dropping the throw. Looking, gonna let it go, got him on the target. Crossed the seam right there, hit the opening right there behind the linebackers and in front of the safeties. Credit to catch. Frankie Eagle, number 12, Bubba Nunley. Bubba Nunley, responsible for Frankton's only score on the scoreboard. A 6-6 in the first quarter. First and 10, clock moving, 3:54. Under center, Gage Rasseter. Split out wide right. Wing left, wing right. Split wide left is number 9, Carmack. Going to hand off up the catch. Blue Devil's going to sniff that out. He makes the tackle. Chase Higgins in on the stop. Ball moves inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. Witherow also right there. Witherow, the biggest Blue Devil on the roster. Jackson Witherow, 6'4", 287. Not quite as big as everybody we know. But under center, Gage Rasseter. Left tag. Spin out wide left, he's off the throw. Gonna let one go. A little bit tall, about a 12-yard flag pattern. A little bit overhead. Couldn't bring it in. Pass play was missed. The target was Brayton Douglas from the 3rd and 11. 3:02 left. Second quarter. 13-7 contest. Pretty much everybody that was around this ballgame knew this could be a good one, and it is. 3:02, looking at Singles. Going to readjust to the alignment. Single man in the back, they only got two wings. Put out wide left, go deep motion. Take the pile of the play. Roll out right, that's Dave Rasseter. We'll throw back just a little bit against the grain, and goes incomplete. Not much of this degree. Sometimes that doesn't work out so well. Ask Brett Favre when he was a Viking. Ball spotted at the 24-yard line. 2:51 left, second quarter. Clock stopped on the incompletion. Fourth down, 11. They're lined up to try a field goal. They'll try one from 41 yards. I saw him working about 50-yarder before the game. He's got the leg. He's got the score approach. He'll probably get it off, no doubt. Without a block. Here comes the kick. Nice boot. Going to be wide left. Nice boot. You have the distance. He kind of, that would have went for 40 or 45 yards. Working from the left hash. Difficult kick. Difficult kick in that left hash. They're getting the ball back to Tipton. Ball hit in the end zone, so it's going to be a touchback. Blue Devils going to take over at the 20. 2:46 on the game clock. Blue Devils take over 13-7. Nose up to the 20. Blue Devils 80 yards away. 2:46. They have two timeouts remaining. Shotgun formation. Timed it in the backfield. Stacked receivers right and left. Pass play. Left flat. No pass caught. Good catch. Eli Carter makes the catch. And defense was good.
I believe credit to stop right there on the defensive back position. Isaiah Malone, 24, just a sophomore. As mentioned, both these teams with 43 on their roster. Tipton, 10 seniors. Franklin, 5 seniors. Tipton, 9 juniors. Franklin, 12. 11 sophomores for Tipton, 8 sophomores for the Franklin Eagles. 13 freshmen for Tipton, 17 freshmen for Franklin. Handoff up the middle, little gain. Better stop the clock. Timeout, Franklin. They're going to try to utilize the clock. Try to force a punt and utilize this place, this clock. We're in the second quarter. 1:58 left during the before halftime. The band making their way around. They're going to entertain here at halftime. They're going to come up with something nice. It's always presented nicely here at Tipton High School. The Blue Devils and Franklin Eagles, first game of the season. Franklin next week they're going to be working. They're going to be home next week with the LaPel Bulldogs. Hamilton High Tuskies doing battle with the Bulldogs at LaPel tonight. Get the Blue Devils going to make their way 9 miles to the east next Friday night. They'll be at Elwood. Bell spotted, 23-yard line. Tipton's going to face a second down and 6. 1:58 left. Franklin out on the field. Tipton utilizing the full timeout, even though they didn't call. No whistle. Presenting that, Tipton back out on the field offensively. They run straight out to the football. 2nd and 6. There's the whistle. Play clock again. Game clock will start on the snap. Singing in the backfield is Eli Carter. Shotgun, Dan Silver. Trips to the left, split out wide right. Zane Goodrich. Looking for Zane, he's going to have to eat it. Not quite ready to throw it. Defense was there. Dan Silver got what he could. Closer to the line of scrimmage. Had to pretty much eat the football.
Timeout
Eagles. Going to stop that clock again. 1:51 on the game clock. That is timeout. Scoreboard showing 3rd and 10. Sticks showing just the same. Good ball game in the works right here at Tipton High School. Looking pretty good. A minute and a bit of it. So, we'll mention right here at Tipton High School, a lot of things happening. A lot of things happening. Atlanta Earth Festival getting ready to happen. 4th weekend in September. Heritage Days Festival is going to happen at Franklin the week before that. 3rd week of September. They're ready to play ball here. 3rd down 10. Not quite sure here. Let's call 4th down. I thought something was missing. It is 4th down. So Levi Burkett is back to poke the ball out of there. He's standing at the 7. Could be snapped from the 17. A 10-yard depth. To get away in a hurry. You're getting away. He's taking it to the 50-yard line. He's at the 45. On the return is Douglas. Douglas can be pushed out of bounds inside the 40. Near the 37.5 yard line. So a 37 yard front push in front of Franklin. They have 1 minute 41 seconds. And they call it the 38 from the left hash. Franklin Eagles from the huddle up. Clock stop, change of possession. 38-yard line from the left hash. Jogging up to the line of scrimmage. Going to line up a slot right, split left. High formation under center is going to be Gage Vasquez. He's checking his offense.
as a center to take the snap and drop the throw. And the flag will be a fumble. Here's a fumble flag out there. See who came up with the football. Levi Burton. Got the hit on Rastetter, knocked the ball free, and recovered by Frankton. Frankton calls their final timeout here in the first half. Ball can be marked back at the 47-yard line. Called it second and 19 on the board. So timeout. Frankton covered it up. Frankton utilizes the third and final timeout here in the first half. Blue Devils, I believe, with a couple remaining. 1:31 left. Pretty good crew of referees right here. Mr. Corey Fernandez, athletic director. Got a good group here tonight. You know their work last week. You know they were out of scrimmage. Getting their bugs out. Getting the cobwebs out. You know they love the game. Very much so, or they wouldn't be here. So back to the line of scrimmage and blow the whistle. We're ready for football. Clock will start on the snap. 1:31 left. I formation. Gage Rastetter calling out from Spiegel. She's under center. Slot right. Spread left. Hard count. And Frankton, the count for Gage Rastetter, probably going to pull the Blue Devils offside. We'll see if there was early movement by Frankton. They're going to mark it off. They're going to talk it over right there. What did you see? What did you see? They're going to say encroachment on the Blue Devils. So they're marking off 5 yards.
Yeah,
so that quarterback sack, loose ball, doesn't mean as much. Second down and 5. Ball spotted just inside the left hash at the Blue Devil 42-yard line. See the line of scrimmage, Gage Rastetter. Checking his offensive line. He'll go under center. I formation. He'll drop the throw. 4-step, 5-step drop. And throw one down. The seam. Right side just out of bounds. That's a good ball. Just out of bounds. He put that ball where only his player could catch it. From the right seam, right down the sideline. But it is just a little tall for the intended receiver. Bubba Nunley. So he was going for a lot of gusto right there. Couldn't get the connection. Third down, 15. Gage Rastetter with a good ball. Split wide right. They got double wing backs. Split wide left is Carmack. Dropping the throw. 4-5-step drop. He's going to go the other direction. Down the lineup. He's going to do some hands right there. It's going to be a touchdown. Touchdown. Frankton, he was going against number 8, Elisha Carver, the senior. There was some hand action there, and he made the catch. I was thinking there may have been a flag, but you don't know how you could throw it. It was just hand action with each other. So they worked the other way.
Who called that?
Ben Carmack comes up with the catch. Carmack down the left sideline. Just a sophomore. Puts it in the end zone. For the moment, we're tied at 13. Slow snap. Gets the hold in. They call it good. Extra point is good. Colston Felice. Junior class member, 5'7", 150, puts it through. Frankton goes out on top, 14-13. Timeout usage came into good play right there for the drive. So Frankton's going to kick the ball away. Blue Devils have 1:15 left. Frankton Eagles, I believe 33-second drive. So quickly. Blue Devils can do just the same. 14-13 Franklin. They kicked the ball away. Colson Felique. They see a squib kick. They see a high floater. High floater. A lot of guys not realizing they can fair catch the football. No matter where you are, as long as it didn't short hop the surface. Ball spotted middle of the field. The lane's going to back up. About 8 yards, soccer style, right to the kicker. 5 yards in front for the Blue Devils. Waiting for the whistle. There's the whistle. Here's the approach. The Blue Devils are going to go left side, might go out of bounds. Going to go out of bounds. Blue Devils are going to have three choices. Going to be able to take the ball where it went out of bounds, making back upside and kick it again, or take it 25 yards from where the kick happened. So they're working from there. I'm going to have to turn this off. So they'll work that direction. Blue Devils are going to have the football. They're probably not going to make him kick it again, take more time off the clock. But they can take it 25 yards from where the kick took place. So they'll take it at the 35-yard line. Official standing right there holding the football. That's pretty close to it. So, Blue Devils, in essence, are getting a timeout usage of this decision. Not a bad way to go. But it was spotted at the 35-yard line. Right house. Nope, in the middle. Blue Devils possession. 1:15 left here in the second quarter. 13-13, Franklin in front, trips to the right, Spidell up on the line of scrimmage. Goodrich spread out wide left. Eli Carter in the backfield, Ben Tudor called McCady. Shotgun, goes off the throw, looking left, goes to left side, in the flat, finds Eli Carter. Low pass, brought in. They get back to the line of scrimmage, might pick up one. We'll pick up 1 yard, clock's still moving. Evidently did not get out of bounds. Clock moving, ball spotted at the 36-yard line of Kitchen at the left hash. 45 seconds left. Blue Devils break pedal. Play clock at 16. Trips to the right, split out wide left. Now we're going to line up in the same places. Going to bring Mahoney over here to the right side to make the trips. Eli Carter dropping back to throw is Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover is going to be caught right there near the line of scrimmage. 19 seconds. They may elect to just jog on in and get a halftime. So ball spotted at the 35-yard line. 8 seconds left. Clock's going to empty out. Going to go to halftime. Both teams going to go to their own respective locker rooms. Halftime score, Franklin, 14. Blue Devils, 13. We'll go to halftime. We'll thank you for listening. We try a new way to play halftime spots. We are thankful. We're listening. We're at halftime, and we're listening to Tipton Blue Devils football. Made possible by the following support sponsors. We at PutMeInSports.com thank you for listening and ask you as a listener to patronize the following companies as they are making tonight's education-based varsity high school football team available on internet radio. So we're going to work this in. We got a different way of doing things right here. One moment, please. Try to get this connected. So we'll work this direction. Try to get this connected. And here we go.
When you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for you financially, Team Health is Credit Union is
Online, NobleDealTrophies.com.
Remax, a new realty.
Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? This is Remax Renew Realty. It connects with real estate experts today. Remax Renew Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and the surrounding counties since 2015. Remax Renew Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can send by phone at 765-675-3100. Again, their number is 765-675-3100. You can visit them on the web at thenewrealtyhomes.com. That's Remax Renew Realty. Hope Jewelers, Tipton, Indiana. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Reach us by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers. Jim Dandy Restaurants. Good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy, we strive to treat you with each and every dish. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first plate from scratch, we at Jim Dandy Restaurants put all of our guests first, no matter what meal it is. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Tipton and Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No need to punt on fourth down when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name.
Century 21 Real Estate. We bestow there. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledge. We bestow there. Real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa Wilson. We bestow there. Century 21 Sheets, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison County since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocation. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes there. A passion to prove for professionalism, but Lisa surpassed your expectations.
Tipton Ace Hardware. The helpful place. Visit us at Ace Hardware. Located at 844 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. We're just east of McDonald's. In right next to O'Reilly's Auto Parts. For all of your grill, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paint and tool needs, visit us in the store where they also can pick up as a curb service for your convenience. Also, you are welcome to visit us online at acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, very helpful. Two knowledgeable people, good variety, and a highly recommended store. Ace, a helpful place. Dial us by phone at 765-675-6740. That's Ace Hardware in Tipton.
The next game is being brought to you by Indiana Express Rental. 708 South Houston, Levelsboro, Indiana. 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with gates. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner Dirt is on site daily. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Indiana Express Rentals.
Smith
in a Landau family dentistry. Smith & Landau is a warm, welcoming dental practice for the whole family, located at 114 4th Street, in Indiana, 46072. We welcome you at Smith & Landau Family Dentistry. We are currently accepting new patients. To book an appointment, call us at 765-675-2432. Again, that number is 765-675-2432. Creating a comfortable and caring treatment experience for all of our patients. That's Smith and Landau Family Dentistry. Dean's Auto Parts, Carquest Auto Parts, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. The South Edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero are there to ensure you get the right parts. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that's 317-984-4931. A locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. Dean's Auto Parts, Cicero, Indiana. While growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming a young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, the work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school wrestling match and matches before it. The strong will to want to succeed with a will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing state demolitions, when called upon, we wish the best for this year's Pitt and Blue Devils football team. And every Friday night, as they seek to demolish the Friday night opponent, signed Scott, a forever fan of the Tipton Blue Devils.
Blue Devil Boilermaker, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils football team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree, and while there, at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the three most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for carrying enough to support the 2022-2023 Tipton Blue Devils.
Okay, we're at halftime. We do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention the 1:54. Still on the halftime intermission, 15-minute clock. Gonna put 3 more minutes on here after that elapses. Tipton is out on the surface. They're getting stretched out. Saints and Eagles are still in their locker room. Their locker room is just across the way. They've got their own separate locker room other than the Blue Devils go to the school. And Frankton's getting ready to come out, getting ready to get stretched out. I saw Coach second, seeing what the status is of the halftime. He went back in, so they'll probably be coming out here shortly. 1:12 left on the game clock. Should say the halftime intermission clock as the Blue Devils stretch out. We'll talk a little bit about Class 2A. Class 2A preseason polls. First, got to mention, some people might have forgotten, last year, 2021, Class 2A winner in the state of Indiana were the Andrean 59ers. Andrean also got the baseball championship at Class 2A just past spring. Central Catholic Knights got the 1A title. But I'm going to mention, Andrean last year, they went against Evansville modern day. Andrean got the win at Lucas Oil Class 2A, 21-9. I'm going to mention some stats and actually some preseason polls right here. Call them what you might, but these are preseason, which they are like this. Associated Press in the media poll, at number one, Eastbrook. A year ago, they finished 11-1. At number two is Fort Wayne Lures. A year ago, they were 10-2. Number three, Heritage Christian. A year ago, they were 8-1. Number four, Eastside. A year ago, they finished 13-1. Number five, this is in the Associated Press media poll. Number five is Litton Stockton. They finished 10-1 a year ago. And number six, the Tipton Blue Devils. They finished 10-2 a year ago. Number seven was Evansville Modern Day. They finished 12-3. They went to the final game. You know that. Along with number eight, Andrean. Andrean, 12-3 a year ago, got the win. Number nine is Fisherville, 10-1 a year ago. Number 10 is Speedway, 9-3 last year. Number 11 was Indianapolis Christina, 10-4. Number 12 is Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Catholic Knights finished 8-5. And number 13 was North Posey, finished 9-3. Now we'll mention the coaches poll. Coaches poll for this early season, preseason poll. At number one is Fort Wayne Lures. Fort Wayne Lures, as mentioned, 10-2 last year. Number two, Eastbrook. So Eastbrook, number one on the media poll, number two on the coaches poll at 11-1 a year ago. Linton Stockton, coaches poll number three. As mentioned, Linton Stockton number five on the media poll. At number four, Andrean. Andrean. And then number five, Heritage Christian. Number six, Eastside. Number seven, Evansville Modern Day. Number eight, Tipton Blue Devils. Number nine, Centerville. Number 10, Indianapolis Christina. Number 11, Speedway. Number 12, also number 12 in both polls is Lafayette Central Catholic. Number 13 is North Posey. Clock lowers here inside a minute. Got a text came in. Mr. Ernie Wilson lets us know the Huskies, 27, LaPel 7. Don't know if that's halftime or third quarter. And we'll also mention the Sheridan Blackhawks. My dad texted me in, and he let me know the Blackhawks are down to Western Boone at halftime, 28-0. That's at Sheridan. So they're getting ready for the kickoff. 20 seconds left here and there. Extended 3 minutes per second. 18-minute intermission in all. Frank and Eagles going to come out. Frank and Eagles are going to receive. They deferred at the opening part of the coin toss. They won the toss, deferred. They kicked off to the Blue Devils. So they'll receive here in the second half. Sometimes you can mess that up and have to kick twice. That's a bummer. That can happen. Not real common, but it has happened. The Blue Devils are going to kick away, 40-yard line, Dakota Ferg. Getting ready for the second half, it's a one-point ball game. Frankton in front, 14-13. Frankton's going to receive. Waiting for the whistle, there it is. Six-yard approach, Dakota Ferg. In under end of his short kick, and taking on the run, lost the handle. Got the handle back, he's out across the 30. Had to try to field that one on the run. That was a short kick. Try to take it in. Got the ball back. And number 11, Braden Douglas. He tossed the ball to the umpire. Wasn't a good toss, got by the umpire. He chased it down for the umpire and handed it back to him. That's a good way to go. 11:56 on the game clock. From the right hash, Dave's wrap center under center. Spread out wide left. Wing right, so the pitch is left side. There comes a run, it's Nate Ledbetter. Ledbetter dives across the 30. Blue Devils right there. Eli Carter in on the stop. Also in on the stop for the Blue Devils. 66, Sam Klein. Sam Klein will call the defensive huddle. So, ball spotted right there at the 31-yard line. Could be a gain of one, second down 9 for Frankton. Slot right, I formation. Spread out wide left. It's number 9, Brady Carmack. He's got a good catch in the ballgame. Got a touchdown. They're working right side, lost outside, broke containment. Going to pick that first down yardage, but just enough. Crew Farrell, the ball carrier. Crew Farrell. Junior class member, Crew Farrell, 5'10", 165. Going to adjust the stick. Might have a difficulty over there. Probably got a chain. Might have a kink in the chain. That happens. The timeout for the same crew. You know that same crew loves to do their job. They are here because they absolutely love the ball game. It's a blessing to be able to do the change because there's not enough change for all the people that would be willing to do it. So they're ready to go. First and 10. Ball spotted at the 41-yard line of Frankton. The 11:08 left. We're in the third quarter. First possession of the second half. Frankton with the football. From the right hash, 41. Slot left. Split left. Wayne left. There was a single man in the backfield. Under center, Gage back to. He'll take the pitch. He'll work an inside handoff to Nate Ledbetter. He'll pick up pretty good yardage. He'll pick up about 5. Misdirection, some of that misdirection, Coach Cole knew was going to happen. They coached up their young men. Misdirection football. 37-yard line from the right hash. They line up with a double wing set. Split right, split left, single man in the back door, under center, they go near motion, they'll hand off to the motion man, trying to get him behind the line of scrimmage. We're going to get loose, we're going to get extra yards after the contact, they'll go inside the 45-yard line of Twixton. Farrell, again, the ball carrier, Crew Farrell. So they'll roll the clock, change the set. 10:14 clock moving. Ball's at the Tipton 45-yard line, just inside the left hash. Gage Rastetter works under center. He can do a lot more plays, a lot more faking, a lot more misdirection from the center position. Handoff. They'll give it to Ledbetter. Good hit right there. Sutter Griffin puts a hit on him. But Ledbetter gets out to the 41 of Tipton. The second down 6 after a gain of 4. Calling the huddle there for Tipton, I believe it's 31, Cole Hussey. To the line of scrimmage, Frankton Eagles. To the wide left is Carmack. They're going to slot right side. I formation under center, Gage Rastetter. We call the cadence. They'll drop the throw. 5-step drop. They're throwing the flat. Going to be caught right there by Ledbetter. I believe they'll double check. To the 36-yard line. Crew Farrell, my effort. My error, I should say. That's my error in effort. But we're making 36-yard line. Crew Farrell makes the deception. Third down, 1. For Frankton, ball rests at the 36 of Tipton from the right hash. The lineup split right. Split right is Bubba Nunley. Split left is Carmack. Double wing, single man in the backfield, fullback. They get the handoff. Bobby Assets first down. Over the line, he's going to get a first down call. That was Lezatter. Nate Lezatter goes forward. 5'9", 165. He's a bowling ball for a freshman. He's got a lot of upside. So they'll move the chains. Ball spotted at the 35-yard line. No duck. 8:20 clock moving. 14-13. Frankton driving. Leading by one. Double wing. Split right, split left. Single man in the backfield. Looks to be Lezatter. Deep motion from the right wing. We'll get the handoff to the left side. A Cole Farrell. He'll pick up 1 yard. Defense was good. Credit to stop right there. That's number 8. Elisha Carver. Carver makes a stop. He's a senior. 5'7", 145. From the cornerback position. Second down. 9. Ball's nosed up to the 34 of Tipton from the left hash. Clock moving. 7.5 minutes left here in the third. Opening drive still continuing. Right here for Frankton. A 5 minutes deep so far. Dropping the throw. Pass play. Incomplete. Almost got a sack on the quarterback. Big draft center had to get rid of it in a hurry. Pretty quick seat for the Blue Devil. Blue Devil, good play there. Number 20, Isaiah Mahaney. Also a freshman, 5'8", 151. Listed as a wide receiver, can throw the quarterback position. Mahaney, Javen Lyons. They're buddies, they are close. So, going to work under center once again, Dave Raskin. 7:14 left after the completion. Slot right, split left, drop and throw, Matt Raskin. Rookie, rookie, rookie. Goes back forward and get what he can. He's going to get a good game. He's loose. He's going to make it to the zone. He's going to draw a block right there. He's inside the left pylon. Picks up a very good block from number 12, Bubba Nunley. Flag on the play. Blue Devil on the surface. Flag lay about the 29-yard line of Tipton. Not quite sure. It's going to be against Frankton. Might have been a helmet-to-helmet contact. Not sure. Blocking below the waist, something similar. Going to nullify the touchdown run. What a run for Rastetter. Rastetter has some wheels. It's a timeout on the surface. Athletic trainer Burt Emmert attending. But they're on the 35-yard line. A Blue Devil on the surface. He's moving his hands. He's checking on his lower extremities. Maybe below the knee or right near the knee area. We'll try to get some help off the surface here for him. Not being chancy with him walking on that knee. So, flag nullifies the touchdown. The play clock, the game clock is stopped straight up at 7 minutes. So the Blue Devils are taking a knee. Taking a knee is pretty much the same thing as being in prayer for the young man on the surface. So they're checking on him. That's checking on his knee. 31 Cole Hussey. He's going to get up. He's going to jog off. Not sure if it was a cramp. Might have been a cramp. Coach tells me next door. Blue Devil coach. Might have been a helmet to helmet. Contact was illegal. There's going to be a flag on Frankton. They'll bring the ball back. They're going to respot him and walk off the increments. And that's a 15-yarder. So that's a major infraction. They'll take it back to the 44-yard line. Hits in territory. So it's going to be third and 19. Third down and 19 for a first. Ball spotted at the Blue Devil 44-yard line. You never know, the penalty that happened might have been the guy that couldn't make the tackle because he got hit inappropriately. You never know. That's why they mark him off. 44-yard line. Big drop center under center. Left hash. Early movement. Split wide right. Bubba Nunley took off early. Got to mention a couple Blue Devils jumped, but they didn't break the line of scrimmage. That might have been what scooped Nunley over there at the right split in position. He started downfield. So they're back off and mark off five more. They're back to the 39-yard line. Hits in territory. Ball back near midfield. Third down, they call it 25. Third and 25 might be a screen. Never know. Swing them in the backfield. Lezat. Double wing, split out wide, split out left. Dropping a throw. There's Gage back there. He's going to run out of here. He's going to ask for a block. Going to be picked up right there by Mahaney. Mahaney converging, making the stop on Rathgare. He's going to get a gain. He's going to get a gain about 7 yards. Does Rathgare. It's going to be fourth down.
Fourth down and 18
rolls. Fourth down, the call at 18. Fourth down play. Franken may elect not to punt. So they're going to keep their offense in. Gage Rathgare. Looking at the wrist hands, talking with Luzzatter. Play clock, is it 2-1? They got it off. They're going to pitch right, going to go reverse. Reverse back to the left, and where right came back left. With the pass, with the football, is number 11, Grayson Sedgwick. Blue Devils wrap him up. Blue Devils make the tackle. Blue Devils will take over on down. The Blue Devils are going to take over the height of the football from the right hash. Their own 45-yard line. They're looking for 55 yards. They can get into field goal range. I have spoken with Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg feels pretty comfortable at 30 yards. He could probably hit a 40-yarder. The 30 yards is pretty comfortable for Dakota Ferg. So let's sprint back to Ryan Simmons. Offense for the Blue Devils. First offensive set during the second half. Third quarter, 6:03. 13-13. Franken in front. The Wildcat. Did you see that, Carter? Pitch goes to him. The snap goes to him. He goes left side. Nowhere to go. He stops in the backfield. Eli Carter is going to be stopped right there. Crew Farrell was in on the stop. It'll be a loss of 3. Second down, 13 for the Blue Devils. Just inside the left hash. The Blue Devils 42-yard line. 5:30 left here in the third. Going to go Wildcat again with Eli Carter. Seeing him in the backfield, going to take the football. They go forward, even across the 45. They can see the 46, 46 and a half. We're going to bring up a third down and 9. Third and 9, ball's right there in the middle of the field. Pretty close to that logo, that Blue Devil logo. It's got a black part of the face on the left side. And I'm talking about that guy looking at me. On the left side, it's black. At the shadow, on the right side, it's royal blue. Line up, scrimmage, 7 seconds left. Ben Cooper back in the game. Trips right, they're going to hand off. Swing in the backfield. Sutter clipping. He's met there behind the line of scrimmage. Tackle made, they're going to credit that tackle. 72, Hunter Branham. To bring up a fourth down, Blue Devils going to send out Levi Burkett. Levi Burkett going to be asked to punt. Levi Burkett was in on that last play. They're going to call a timeout. Burkett. They call timeout for Burkett. I'm not quite sure if they call timeout for Burkett. He may be asked to leave the game. For one play. He's going to leave the game for one play. We're going to see Eli Carter come out and punt the football. He was kind of beat up a little bit on that last defensive effort. Levi Burkett. He's okay. He's going to come back. But he just wasn't ready to go right now to punt the football. Umpire stopped the game. Gave him a break. Here's Eli Carter in his punt. He gets a good boot. Good boot back to the 28-yard line. Picked up there. No gain. He stopped for just about a gain of a yard. Paul Hussey was in on the play. Also in on the play for the Blue Devils. Clark Rodeball. Clark Rodeball went 28. 6-1, 155. Flag on the play. Line judge from the east side, Jog Jen, has something to say to the umpire and the linebacker referee. Now four of them get together now. Talk this over. We're going to find out. Umpire going to jog back. He threw the flag. Let's see what the penalty is going to be. He might wave it off. He is going to wave it off.
And they're waving off the flag.
So better to wave off a flag and be able to make a call than not throw a flag and miss a call. So they're going to back up and the Frank is going to have the football at their own 29-yard line from the left hash. So Frank is going to adjourn their huddle. They're ready to go. Blue Devils, the line scrimmage. 4:02 left, third quarter. Still 14-13. Franken in front. Going to line up under center, Gage Rastetter. A lot more options from under center than in the shotgun. Whistle sounds. Play clock begins. Deep motion from the right halfback. He needs to take a fake, rolling out right is Rastetter. Looking to throw, he's going to check it away. He's going to check it away, he's going to take that yardage. You're going to pick up about three. Ball came three. Ball came loose. Three of them go hollering that they got the football. Looking for the official points here by the official. And we'll double check here. White hat umpires in there. They haven't motioned yet. Waving a flag on the play. Laying there near the 31-yard line. There's a Frankton bench. They're going to get together again. They're going to let us know right here. Cutting up another helmet-to-helmet contact. See what's going to happen. Coach Toller wants to know. If this team got the football, then he's wanting to know. They're going to decline it, and the Blue Devils have the football. They declined the penalty. The penalty was on sanction. And the Blue Devils will be in good field position. Blue Devils are going to have it first and 10 at the Frankston 35-yard line. Timeout on the other way. Coach has something to say. In the red jersey, the red polo shirt, he wants to talk this over, wondering what happened. He got an explanation, maybe about 10-second explanation. Get it back off the surface. He's still speaking as walking backwards. So Frankton on defense, Tipton. Play clock is going to begin. There it is. Tipton's going to call the play right here in the huddle. They'll jog over. They'll call timeout.
They'll call timeout.
They'll talk this over. They'll work from there. And we'll mention, PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletes. Baseball East Spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Catholic Knights finished this season 27-6. They got the win at right there at Victory Field in the final game. They captured Class 1A title this year in 2022.
Football in the fall, we're right here with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, boys basketball, Tipton Blue Devils. Central Catholic Knights in girls basketball, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. So we thank you for listening. PutMeInSports.com. Timeout on the surface. Blue Devils talking it over. There's a whistle. Officials calling both teams back to the football. Football resting at the 35-yard line from the left hash of Frankton. Blue Devils need 35 yards to put it in the paper. They'll line up in a shotgun. 6 yards deep is Ben Silver. Slot right, split in left. Seeing in the backfield is Eli Carter. 3:51 left here in the third quarter. Looking for the snap, there it is. He's going to hand off to Carter. He caught the backfield. They read that like a book. Two guys in the backfield. In the backfield there was 57, Garrett Ellis. He's a junior, 5'9", 233. Also in the backfield was 72, Hunter Branham, who said his name quite often in this ballgame. Ben Cooper back in the huddle, calling the play. 17 seconds left on the play clock. Game clock, 3:20. 3:20 left. The work from the slot right side. Zane Goodrich in the slot. Tight end left, seeing in the backfield. You got Carter. Drop the throw out of shotgun. Pass play. Lost one up. Zane Goodrich. From the kick away. Tip throw picked off by Frankton. On the return, Frankton up behind the Tipton sideline. He's going to be hit out of bounds. That's there by Eli Carter. He's going to make it back in the Tipton territory. Coming up with an interception with Nunley. It was a tip play to the standards on the Blue Devil. Going to go out of bounds. And the Blue Devil are going to take the brunt of that out of bounds play. Let's check on Cole Hussey. Cole Hussey, you know, if he wants to play, he'll be back. Quite a contributor, Cole Hussey. Frankston comes up with the interception. They take the ball across the 50 into Tipton territory. Ball is resting at the 44-yard line of Tipton from the left hash. Frankston to the line of scrimmage. Tipton nosed up for defense. Going to line up under center, Gage Raxton. That's Mitchell change his number from number 8 to number 4 this season. Inside trap play. Loves at her. Stopped right there at the line of scrimmage. Credit a good stop. 57 at Jackson Whippelow. He's a senior. 6'4", 287. Offensive lineman, defensive lineman. He plays right here in the front. He's the anchor. Ball resting at the 46. The loss of 2. Second down, 12. From the left hash. Clock moving, 2:18 left. Third quarter, 14:13. Frankton in front. Split wide left is Carmack. Slot right. Russell, gonna be a timeout and miss flag. Gonna be a delay of game. Gage Rathbetter wanted a timeout, just a little bit behind the play clock reaching 0. So they'll mark off 5. They'll go on the other side of the 50. And they'll play this one from the 49 of Frankton. It's going to be second down and 16. Play comes in for Frankton Huddle. 2:06 left here in the third. 14:13. Frankton in front with the football. Split out wide right is Nunley. Wide left is Carmack. Way left, I formation under center, Gage Rastetter. They call the keys. We're shot to throw. 5-step shot. We're going to throw away. You're going to roll out of there. We'll get what he can. And then fumble along the play. All three. Blue Devils come up with it. Recovery by number 8 at Carver. Senior right there. E.I. Carver was nearby. Going to be a late flag. Thrown here way after the play. We'll have to sort this out.
but there's a Blue Devil player on the surface. I don't want to say a number till I know, because that would be incorrect on internet radio. 1:56 clock stopped. Third quarter. Blue Devils evidently going to have the football. There's a late flag well after the play. Ball presently is going to be against Frankston. Didn't quite see it. Personal foul, unsportsmanlike. Frankston Eagles. They're going to take the ball to move into Frankston territory at the 46-yard line of Frankston. Ball stationary right now at the 39 of Tipton. Player on the surface. Unsportsmanlike conduct, Frankston. You're dealing with the player on the surface. It's Burke Emmert. Burke Emmert is the athletic trainer for the Tipton Blue Devils. He is on hand for almost all of the football practices. He's there when you need him. He's there when you don't. That's not so good to be funny. But anyway, ball's respotted. I think they may have spotted that ball incorrectly, but benefit for the Blue Devils. We'll see here. We've got a gentleman going closer to the football. He might respot it. We'll see. They're going to change football. Blue Devils might have gained 4 yards on that spot. So the dog off the field. You know, over that left ankle, that's number 20, Isaiah Mahaney. Isaiah Mahaney, quite an athletic young man. 1:56 on the game clock. Timeout on the surface, Coach Stoll. Getting some information out on the field from the official. You know, walk back to sideline. 14-13, Blue Devils going to have the football. They just recovered a fumble from Gabe Grassetter. It's picked up right there by Elijah Carver. And they move the ball in the unsportsmanlike conduct foul against Frankston. Across the 50, and they have it spotted near the 42-yard line of Frankton. They may have marked that off from the... I'm not sure. Anyway, Blue Devils on offense. 1:56 left. Long break in the action right here. A lot of things to deal with. First and foremost is an injury to a player. The ball fight is a 42. Take that back. They're not gonna allow the fumble. Matt's good here. We'll turn the light on in here. So under center, back center. You drop the throw. You throw a bomb. Right side could be a floater. Could be a Peyton Manning type of throw. Could be incomplete. Didn't get a good hand on it. Didn't get that index finger to leave the ball last. And it goes short. It's incomplete. 1:51 left. Clock stop. We're in the third quarter. Ball spotted at the 42 once again. Frankston territory. They call it 4th and 23. Back to punt. Frankton Eagle, Colson Blake, he's not been in action much lately. You know, throw one up there, catch, call for it, back away from it. And it's going to be stopped right here at the 30-yard line by Nunley. But Nunley stops it right here. Clock stops at 1:41. We're able to take over 1st and 10. Not quite sure how that fumble personal foul ended up. I find out later. It really doesn't matter because the game continues. Ball's at the 30-yard line. 1:41 left. Ben Tuber in the huddle.
They'll break Heather in unison. Then Cooper and shotgun. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Split left is Carver. Right side, short side field, they're stacked. Spidell and Goodrich. Calling the play, calling the cadence to take the snap. They're getting to almost taking the snap right there with Eli Carver. He's going to be tackled. Flag comes in. Flag comes in from the line judge on the left side. So they're going to talk this over real quick. So the line judge on the west side is going to say personal foul face mask. They say he grabbed it. Had it a bit too long for the 15-yard mark off from the line of scrimmage. Original line of scrimmage. So they first down once again. Franks and Eagles shooting themselves in the foot quite often in this ball game. They get holding on with a 14-13 advantage. Ball spotted near the 44-yard line, near the middle of the field. And on the football, Sam Klein is pitcher for the Blue Devils. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Call the cadence, Vancouver. Trips left, spread out wide right. They'll give it back to Eli Carter. Nowhere to go. Tackle on the play. Credit that stop, 57, Gary Ellis, Jr., 5'9", 233. Also in on the stop with 73, Ty Everson. Sophomore, 6'2", 263. I tell you what, sophomore, a lot of upside for him. Four-man front. For Frankton, a three-man front for Chipton on defense. Shotgun formation, split wide right is Zane Goodrich. Trips to the left. Going to hand off, taking the ball again is Eli Carter. He's going to be stopped near him. In the backfield, they're actually going to stop him in the backfield, loss on the play. They are definitely keen on Eli Carter. Ball spotted at the 41-yard line, third down, 13. Play clock at 24. They got to get this play off. Game clock is at 23. 4 seconds differential on the play clock. In game clock, 15 on the play clock. There's the line of scrimmage, shift to the right. Spread out wide left, Dave Goodrich. Shotgun. Call the team, takes a snap, dropping the throw. Well, the shotgun is going to be a sack. Quarterback sack in the backfield. Credit the sack, 72, Hunter Branham. Senior 16, 250. As the clock empties out for the third quarter. They bring up a fourth down play. We have a timeout here between third and fourth quarter. Both teams going to get a break in the action right here. And again, we mentioned tonight's education-based varsity high school football game is being made possible by Robbie Kendall at audiosportsonline.net. ASO, they offer internet audio and video for ambitious broadcast enthusiasts. Go to audiosportsonline.net for more information. So they're working right there, the band making a joyful noise between quarters. 12 minutes on the game clock, getting ready for fourth quarter action. Blue Devils and Eagles. Last year they played at Franchet. Year before that, Blue Devils and Chipton, or should say Blue Devils and Franchet, got together, I think, twice. Double check. They played in the postseason over there at Franchet at the grass field then. So there's the whistle, ask and go team, some over to the base, the football, I should say. We have a coming over, Franklin ready to go. 12 minutes on the game clock, 25 seconds on the play clock. We have a come right up to the line of scrimmage. Let's split out wide left. Wide left is Clark Roederball. wide right, Shane Goodrich. Punt formation, Eli Carter. Call for the football and get the boot away. High flyer, going to knuckleball, and he's caught at the 32. They'll make the return. That's Nunnally, who gets pushed out of bounds. Nunnally, straddling right there near the sideline, took a hit, knocked him out of bounds. He's fine, going to limp over, I should say, to the other side. He stayed in bounds, kind of stationary, allowed the hit to happen. Got to get out of bounds when you're done progressing. Save the hit. 11:49 left here in the fourth quarter. 14-13. Franklin in front. Ball spotted at the 37. Frankfurt territory. Frankfurt on offense. You got a slot left, split right. Under center, Gage Ratbetter. I formation. Fullback is Lozada. Could he hit off second back through? That's a tailback. That's Crew. Crew Farrell. He's going to get a first down. He's going to pick up 11 on the first play from scrimmage here on this possession. Going to spot it at the 48-yard line and roll the clock. Keep the clock moving. Chains will set. 11:30 left here in the fourth quarter. Franklin with the football. First and 10 from their own 48 from the left hash. Franklin's going to line up with Nunnally. Split out wide right. Short side of the field, they got a slot. They got a wing right. Single man in the backfield under center is Gage Ratstetter. He's going to hand off. Reverses out. But gets just barely across the 50-yard line into Blue Devil territory at the 49. Crew Farrell is the ball carrier. Sutter Griffin, pretty good sportsmanship stone right there. Helping another player off the surface. 49-yard line, ball's near the logo face right out there in midfield. The lineup center, Derek Ellis, junior center. For Gage Ratstetter, under center, high formation. Still hand it off, first hand through, that's the fullback. Trips up, Luzzatter to the 45 of Tipton.
Is
Nate Luzzatter on the carry. Ball spotted at the 45, Tipton territory. Third down, 3. Play comes in via the feet of Gage Ratstetter. A quarterback's got to be conditioned to do that type of mechanism, head to the sideline every play and bring it back in. High formation, slot right, split left. Third and 3, under center, he'll reverse out and hand off. Crew Farrell, he's going to be short of the first down. He's going to pick up about 1.5, maybe 2. Maybe about a yard or 2 yards short of the first. So fourth down, 2. Ratstetter going to come back into the huddle. They're going to play offensively. They're going to go for it here on 4th and 2. Clock moving, 9:25. Play clock at 15. To the line of scrimmage. Slot right, split left. I formation, Ratstetter. Going to line up under center and call timeout. Timeout on the play. They used as much of the play clock, I should say the game clock, as they could. They pretty much knew they were calling a timeout. And they did, using as much clock as they could. Not a bad play right there, pretty good strategic for the Franklin Eagles. So, let's talk it over right now on the opposite sidelines. Working it right there. So, we thank you for listening. Put me in sports.com. And the Franklin Eagles are ready for offense. Getting ready to tuck it in. So, the Blue Devils utilizing all of the timeout. Doesn't matter who calls it. Timeout in full duration. Allowed by both teams. The Blue Devils will jog over, play defensively. Jackson Withrow. The lineup right here. right across from Derek Ellis. Fourth down and two. They're going to line up in punt formation. Good bad snap. Couldn't hold it. He's going to get the punt away anyway. And that's a nice punt. It's going to roll. Is it going to get in the end zone? Yes. That was a punt and a half. Physically, the ball traveled 57 yards off of the foot of number 11, Braden Douglas. Ball had a good roll, bad roll for Frankson, but a good roll for Tip that goes into the end zone. They'll bring it back out and spot it on the touchback at the 20-yard line. Say what, that Little League World Series, a lot of folks like watching that. I say what, that young gentleman that fell off the boat bed, I saw today on my phone, I get the notifications, he's walking, and that is great. They're going to line up and shot him. Empty backfield. Spit out wide left, spit out wide right. Timeout on the surface. Timeout Pittman. The timeout called by Pittman on first and 10. Ball's at the 20-yard line. Saw something, wasn't quite right. Called timeout. Three timeouts per half, per team. You can't take them with you. You can't take them into the halftime, and you can't take them home. 9:04 on the game clock. We're in the fourth quarter. I should mention Hagerstown. Hagerstown, Little League World Series. They got a win. I think it was yesterday, the day before. They went eight innings to get that final run across. And I guess they were the home team. So Hagerstown's going to play again the second game. They played on Thursday. That's right, yesterday. They're going to play on Monday. Check them out. Hagerstown, the only team from Indiana. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. 9:04 left. They'll line up, single man in the backfield. Shotgun formation. Shotgun in the backfield, I do believe. Vince Hoover calling the cadence. Split out wide right, line wide left. Gonna roll left, gonna pass play. Gonna catch it, it's gonna be caught by Eli Carter. He goes down to the surface, he'll catch one low. We'll get a positive gain. And a good pass play there. And then they'll pick up four. It's gonna be second down and six. Second six. 8:40 left. Tristan's looking to put a drive together. Could be the drive the Denver Broncos made from the 298 yards. But from the shotgun, Vince Hoover's going to be in the backfield. Split left, split right. Drop the throw, you'll throw right. Pass play, tall. Wouldn't be caught. Intended receiver was Carver, number 8. Going to bring up a third down and 6. Third and 6. Going to respot the football. Frankston Eagle players trying to get their crowd to make some noise. I would have thought that's an unnecessary thing for a team to do that. Don't waste your energy. If they want to yell, they will. Shotgun formation. Vince Hoover. Single man in the backfield, slot right. In the slot is Eli Carter. Pass play. Control right side, going to be caught. First down, 6. Eli Carter knew where to go. Made the catch. And that is a strong arm throw for a quarterback. To throw from one hash across the field past the other hash. That's what they're looking for in the combine at Indianapolis. And that's a good throw by Vince Hoover. 8:03 on the game clock. 14-13. Trips to the left. Sutter Griffin, Carver, Spidell, tight end right, handoff from shotgun, Eli Carter, not much to go there. They'll pick up maybe one, maybe back to the line of scrimmage. He's actually going to lose half a yard. 7:33, clock moving, fourth quarter. Blue Devils driving, trying to reach the other side of 50 and beyond. The lineup is trips to the left. Inside slot man is Eli Carter. Spidell on the surface there, top line. Sutter Griffin in the backfield, along with Vince Hooper, shotgun quarterback. He would drop the throw. Jump back. Tall pass could be caught. Carter tried to bring it in. Flag on the play in the backfield. Right there near Vince Hooper. Let's see what the call is. Everybody's looking to be holding against Dixon. They're going to be trying it, is what the coaching staff is showing from Frankton. They're going to take the play.
It's
going to be third down and 11. That's a risky declined penalty. Just third and 11. Blue Devils in the middle of the field. Ball spotted. 31-yard line. Vince Hooper back in the huddle. Call the play. 18 seconds on the play clock. Clock stopped at 7:01 after the incompletion. Shotgun formation, trips to the left, set out wide right. Blue Devils need 11 yards to move the chains. Timeout, going to be a timeout called by someone. Double check. Chipson's going to call a time. Going to talk this over. This is a big deal. Third down and 11. Clock is still moving. They'll reset that. The officials will know. They'll come over here and yell up to the booth what the timing should be. The timeout on the circle, Blue Devils call their second in this second half. So 6:47 left here in the fourth quarter. 14-13. All the scoring happened in the first half. So they're working from there. Frankton, I think, on the board first with a pick six. Tipton came back, scored a touchdown. They both got their extra points. And then one extra point was not made. And that's why we're at 14-13. So they put it back to 6:51. 6 minutes, 51 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. Frankton on defense. 6:56 left. They put 6:56. Put five more on. So Vince Hooper shotgun. See him in the backfield. Slot right. Should be slot left. Tight end right. Hooper calls the cadence. Looking for the snap. Snap there. They'll drop the throw. Pass play, gonna go down the seam, will get overthrown. Right there on the route was Eli Carter. He was behind two defenders. Vince Hooper unleashed a bomb just beyond the outstretched hands of Eli Carter. So Blue Devils send out their punting unit. 6:50 left. Eli Carter will be asked to punt the football again. We'll hope the best for Levi Burkett. Burkett's on the sideline. He's standing up. He's right down there by Mahaney. Both chairmen left the ball game. Hope to get them back. They are players. Shotgun is back in punt formation. Eli Carter takes a snap to boot. Knuckleball. Fair catch called for. Right there. Even though he put his left hand up for fair catch, that means the same thing. That right hand, a lot of people think you gotta put your right hand up, right arm. That's not true. 6:49 on the game clock. Frankton gonna take over on offense. 14-13. Ball spotted at the 35 of Frankton. Gage Rastetter back in the ball game. Gage Rastetter. Call him a play. Clock stopped. It'll start on the snap. Change of possession. Late entry for the Blue Devils. Chase Huskey, 43. Under center, Gage Rastetter. See him in the backfield and give it to the motion man. With tight motion. Up to the 39, the ball carrier. Number 11, Braden Douglas. Braden Douglas going to take the ball out to the 38-yard line. Yeah, gain of 3. Second down, 7. 6:25 on the game clock. Clock is moving. Play clock at 15. To the line of scrimmage, Franklin. They'll work from under center, Gage Ratzel. Single man in the backfield. Fullback is Lozado. They go wing back, right to left. He gives the ball to Cruz Farrell. Farrell picks up necessary yardage. He'll move the chain as the ball's going to be set at the 48.5 yard line. We're going to call it the 48. Left hash. Franklin moving the chains. 6:02. Clock still stationary. They're going to roll it now. Chains are set. A little bit of a conversation there with the line judge, the west side, and the umpire. Kind of bought a little time for the Blue Devils without rolling the clock in a hurry. Here comes the right and left hash. Lezatter, the only back in the back, because he's a fullback. They're going to hand it to Lezatter, second man through. He's going to get no gain. Blue Devils there for the stop. In on the stop for the Blue Devils. 43, Chase Hussey, along with Calvin Condit, number 36. Calling the defensive huddle, Carl Hussey. With the first signal, it's out the defense. Offense to the line of scrimmage. 5:12, clock moving. Fourth quarter, 13-13. Franklin in front with the football at the 48 of their own territory. The pitch back in. The sixer. The ball carrier there was Cruz Farrell. Going to get a positive gain of 1. They do the inside handoff. This direction, as Coach Toll has mentioned to his team all week long. And it's going to be 3rd and 9. Big down for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils need a stop right here to get the ball back. On a punch, we're hoping that play is short enough where they don't go for it, I should say. Fullback, Lezatter, Gage Rastetter using the play clock. Doing a fine job of governing this ball game. Handoff goes to Lezatter. He's inside the 45. He might have a first down. Freshman athlete, Nate Lezatter. David what he could. He needed 9. And they're going to say he's just short. Going to be a yard short.
Ball on the 43.
Lezatter with a great run. Freshman fullback. 5'9", 165. You think back, he was an 8th grader last year. He's in a varsity football game this year. He's a good player. 43-yard line. Franklin needs 1. Tipton needs a stop. 4th down, 1. Dave's back center, but they ain't self. They go left side, he'll break containment, he'll get a first down. He needed 1, he's got 3. Ball's going to be spotted at the 40-yard line. Left hash. 3:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Play clock started that time from 40. Play clock now at 23. 3:08. On the game clock, Franklin Eagles going to utilize the play clock. 3:02. They can take it down to 52 if they want to. Timeout on the field. Timeout called. Official timeout. So they're working right there. Timeout on the surface. So they're working. They're working on the diamond.
I'm on that.
2:57 on the game clock. Timeout on the field. Franklin. Clock moving. They're going to huddle up once again. Let's start with 40 seconds. Let's start with a 40-second play clock. After this official timeout,
14-13. 2:37 on the game clock. Single man in the backfield. Nate Luzatter. Split out wide right is Nunley. Nunley has the pick six in the ballgame. Split out wide left, short side of the field. Under center, Gabe Brassetter hitting the play clock. Clock at two, he snaps the ball. Tackle in the backfield, shooting the gap. Right there, 4:36. Calvin Condit. Take that back as Rodeball, 28. Clark Rodeball, also on the basketball team. 2:05 on the game clock. Second down, 15. Ball spotted at the 45 of Tipton. Ball's in the middle of the field. Frankton Eagles, 10 seconds on the play clock. They'll jog up. Gage Rastetter, going to line up under center. 2 seconds, 1 second to get the snap off. Rastetter going to take it left side. They go 7-hole. Flag comes in. Flag comes in near the middle of the line, vicinity of the hold. It's going to be a hold against Frankton. Sometimes that hold is necessary to protect your quarterback. So they'll back it up. They'll go 10 yards from the point of the infraction. It's declined. Blue Devils declined it. They want the down. Third down. 15. 1:32 on the game clock. Clock is moving. Play clock at 15. To the line of scrimmage. Frankton, 7 seconds on the play clock. Gage Rastetter, under center. He'll pitch it right side. Nate Luzatter, he'll dive it across the 45 down to the 44-yard line. Game clock is at 1 minute.
Fourth down,
15. Ball's at the right hash. Eagles going to line up in punt formation. Last punt, pretty good by Braden Douglas. But they called upon to punt again. 42 seconds. Probably going to take a delay of game. 10 seconds on the play clock. 34 seconds. There'll be about 27 seconds when the penalty happens. 27.7, flag flies. Timeout. They call timeout with one of those timeouts they had in their back pocket.
Timeout.
So they save the field position. They call timeout. And Frankton's going to punt the ball away with 27.7 left. Frankton, Chipton, taking these timeouts, talking amongst themselves, opposite sidelines. First game of the season for both. Last week they had a scrimmage. Scrimmage not quite the same as a game, and that's an understatement. But a game night tonight, next week they'll play football once again. Frankton will be home with LaPel. Evidently Hamilton Heights handling LaPel pretty good tonight, according to a text message from Ernie. And I appreciate that. And Tipton will be on the road. They'll be at Elwood next week. Tell you what. Gonna call a timeout here. Here we go. Gonna pull them back to the surface. Double whistle by the official. 47.7 left. Tipton expecting to return this punt. Let's see what Frankton does here. Are they going to punt? Probably so. Back to punt, number 11. Braden Douglas will boot away at the low line drive. He's going to be picked up, still the plays. Dane Goodrich will take it forward. He'll get out of bounds about the 22-yard line. He pushed out of bounds at the 22. The Blue Devils, 19.1 seconds. Left on the fourth quarter clock. 14-13. Blue Devils need 78 yards.
Start at the 22-yard line.
and you at least need to get in field goal territory. Ball spotted at the 22-yard line of Tipton. Play clock just begins. They're in good shape. Clock will start on the snap. It's 19.1. Fourth quarter, 14-13, Frankton. In the backfield, Vince Tuber, along with Sutter Griffin, slot right, dropping the throw. You're going to release one. It's going to be caught. You'll get out of bounds. That's Eli Carter. They're rolling the clock. Might not have got out of bounds. I guess he probably didn't. They like throw, but they're going to snap it. They're going to clock it. 1.7, they spike the football at their own 30-yard line. Eli Carter made the catch. He fell down just into the field of play. He tried to roll out, but once he was down, he was in the field of play. They rolled the clock. They didn't stop it. Rightfully so. 1.7 left. Vince Hoover, timeout Frankton.
Frankton,
going to stop the clock here and keep it still anyway. It's already stopped from the spike by Vince Hoover. And they'll talk it over on the sidelines. 14-13. And they'll talk it over. Dusty Shear, offensive coordinator. 1.7 left here in the fourth. Blue Devil possession. Second down. Might not matter about second down. But if they elapse the clock runs out on a defensive penalty. And that's a good thing. Tipton will get one more play at least. Unless there's another defensive penalty. You don't need a clock when it runs out. There's a defensive penalty. So, big down right here for the Blue Devils. Frankton Eagles, 3-7 a year ago. The new dynamics. Every coach will tell you, you got new dynamics. You got a new team. Play clock rolling. Here we go. Shotgun. Get you back to you. I take that back. Out in the flat. Eli Carter going to be pass play. He's fucking ladder. Yeah, it worked. Didn't make the catch. A little pass. Couldn't be caught by Carver. He did his hooking ladder to Eli Carter. The ball hit the surface. The game's over. Final score. Frankton, 13. Tipton, 13. We're talking about next week. Next week, it's going to be the Frankton Eagles hosting the LaPel Bulldogs. Be the Tipton Blue Devils on the road. They'll go to Elwood High School. We thank you for listening. We'll miss it. Take my wife back home for the sound check and see him. We'll help him with it. A lot of other things, trying to get things going for halftime. We thank you for listening. We hope you'll tune in next week. Elwood Panther High School, the Blue Devils from Tipton, will travel 9 miles to the east. 7 p.m., 6:30 for coach interview. Thank you. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.